It is St. Clair's Comprehensive School of Manor Hamilton versus Ennistymon Community School of Clare in the Mesita All-Ireland Post-Primary School Senior Boys Football Final. John and Martin, it is over to you.
Thank you very much indeed, Daniel. You're very welcome along to Tuam Stadium. We're just about a minute and 18 seconds into the game. Started slightly ahead of schedule here. No score as of yet, as Glencar, Manor Hamilton, a big day for the club of them, and St. Patrick's of Drubbehair. They make up the two clubs that are supplying players here to Manor Hamilton. St. Clair's Comprehensive of Manor Hamilton in the All-Ireland Schools Final. Right now in possession, it's Sin and Kelly. Sin's Manor Hamilton on the attack. St. Clair's are playing against a strong breeze in the opening half. The referee's whistle sounds. It's going to be a free 45 metres out from the Ennistymon goal, and indeed it's going to be brought back a free now at the, well, just outside the 65 metre line. It's going to be kicked here now by Bailey McBride for Glencar Manor, and the St. Clair's man looks around. He kicks the ball down towards the forward line. Once again it goes, coming in now to gather possession here is the corner forward Jack Arthur, who has it just outside the exclusion zone, looks to try and get some support, kicks the ball back to Sin and Kelly once more. Sin and Kelly holding the ball up 45 metres out. It's St. Clair's who are playing from left to right in the opening half here. No score in case you've just joined us. Ball goes back to Cian McMorrow, the wing back, who plays it inside there to Carl Gethings. Carl Gethings, so many names here, familiar from underage teams over the years with Leitrim. Luke Farrell now in possession, plays it down in towards the forward line. Opportunity here for St. Clair's maybe to get their opening score of the game. Jack Kelly turns provider, comes inside to Zach Gethings once more. They have the ball dangerously close to the goal. Gethings chasing inside. Referee John Gilmartin from Sligo blows the whistle, and it's going to be a free in. We'll give you the teams in just a moment's time, but let's get some early views on the game so far from Martin McGowan. And St. Clair's playing against a very strong breeze here, Martin, in the opening half.
Yeah, absolutely, John, and they've started the game quite well. Some good build-up play there, and of course they were leaving the space in front of the goals for their arch forward, their arch scorer in chief, I suppose, throughout this campaign, which is Jack Kelly. And Jack has a 14-yard free ever so slightly to the left of the goals. By the time he kicks it, he'll be straight in front of the goals. I would imagine this would be meat and drink for Jack, and an opportunity for Glencarman or St. Clair's to get a good start and go 1 point up early on.
And it's going to be that free that's kicked in and kicked over the bar by Jack Kelly. The team captain gets his opening point of the game. St. Clair's Comprehensive lining out with Josh Sheridan in goals, Sean Brady, James Hughes and Owen McLaughlin in the full back line, Keane McMorrow, Evan Gilligan and Luke Farrell, Bailey McBride and Ronan Fox at midfield. It's Cathal Gurnin, Zach Gethings and Carl Gethings at the half forward line, Sin and Kelly, Jack Kelly and Jack Arthur in the full forward line. It's St. Clair's Comprehensive who lead by 1 point to no score, but Ennistymon are on the attack, playing in all blue and from right to left here in the opening half. They're going to work the ball down through the centre, comes inside to Joshua Daniels, he's the centre half forward. Lovely sail of a dummy that brings him past to St. Clair's player, plays it all the way up to the full forward Connor Burke here with a chance of the equalising score, gets a shot in from distance and the ball sails in and sails over the bar. It's the opening point of the game for Ennistymon. The teams are level here. Connor Byrne, the man who finished off the move, and at this stage now it's a point apiece and Martin McGowan.
Yeah, good score there, very quick break there from Ennistymon. It looked initially like Luke Farrell got the interception, but they picked up the loose ball and there's a kick out gone astray, and Ennistymon on the attack straight away again.
Alex Layton was the player who picked it up, very alert to the situation there, did well to get that ball that was somewhat from the St. Clair's kick out, and it's Ennistymon, the Clare and Munster champions, who are attacking again. They bring the ball up to within 45 metres out on the St. Clair's goal. Ball won inside here by Dominic Griffin. He'll get it onto the left boot. Shot comes in across the face of the goal, out over the line and wide. An opportunity there for Ennistymon. It's their opening wide of the game. And Ennistymon lining out with Jack Gallagher in goals, Niall Toohey, Conor Ryan, and Gavin Tummy, the full back line, Daniel Brody, Alex Layton, the joint captain, and Lewis Griffin in the half back line, Colin Breen and Dunico Dwyer at midfield, Dominic Griffin, Joshua Daniels and Connor Byrne, and then Sinan Kirby replaced. He was wearing number 13, he's replaced by number 17, Joe Concannon, Connor Burke and Jack Callan. Those are the two starting 15s. The teams are level at a point apiece. We played 5.5 minutes here in the opening half, and it's St. Clair's of Manor Hamilton who are on the attack now, and the ball has gone over to the far side of the field. field. Once more now, they bring the ball up towards the edge of the exclusion zone. Ball recycled back out to Carl Gethins, plays it down inside towards the full forward line. St. Clair's holding on to possession. Eventually, they're getting the shot in and the ball sails in and sails over the bar. And St. Clair's are back into the lead again. And it's Jack Kelly who has scored his second point of the game. The team captain leading by example. 2 points for St. Clair's, one for Innes Diamond, and the mid for Manor Hamilton are leading again, Martin.
They are, and good play that time by Carl Gethins, and it's a good interception coming up here. I think it's Cian McMurrow is after intercepting the ball there for St. Clair's, and an opportunity to build again. But straight away you can see this, the tactic that St. Clair's are going to employ. They're going to try and leave that space in front of Jack Kelly. There's a sweeper back there, but they're going to try and leave space in front of him there to get him on the ball as often as possible.
Bailey McBride in possession once again here for St. Clair's, plays it back to Zat Gethings again, holding on to possession, and out it comes now to Cian McMurrow. Good possession football here from St. Clair's, well managed of course. Aidan McBaron and Shane Ward, the joint manager, spoke to Shane just before the game, relaxed and looking forward to the big occasion. Right now the referee's whistle blows. John Gilmartin from Egunda Sliga is the referee. The Sligo man in the man is the man in the middle here, wanting to have a chat with one of the Innes Diamond players as well, and it's going to be the fullback he's speaking to there, Conor Wren.
Yeah, well, to be fair, John, immediately when Jack Kelly was making that move, he was clearly being held by the fullback there, Conor Wren from Innes Diamond. So now what we have is we've an opportunity now from about 43 yards, I suppose, 44 yards, difficult against the breeze, jacket hard, you know, good left foot on him, but he goes back to Cian McMurrow with this ball.
Goes back to Cian McMurrow, fantastic atmosphere here, and he plays it to Jack Arthard again. He's now inside the exclusion zone here. These games have been played under the old rules, remember, no two-pointers, nothing like that here this afternoon, despite the pitch being lined up from last Sunday's game in the Allianz League between Galway and Tyrone. Here comes St. Clair's, they're on the attack, the ball drops short into the goalkeeper's arms. It was Ronan Fox who had the shot, but it was safely taken by Jack Callagher, or Jack Gallagher. He's the cool boy ref for Innes Diamond. He gets the ball out here past the 45-meter line to Gavin Towey once more. Gavin Towey looking to hold on to it. Again, the referee's whistle sounds. Again, it's going to be a free for St. Clair's, and they're doing really well here against the wind in the opening half. They're leading by 2-1, in case you've just joined us. And the attack again here now. Jack Arthard setting them up. Again, the ball has come in here to one of the danger men of the team. As they're holding on to it, it's the full forward and team captain, Jack Kelly, who turns and shoots, and it comes off the upright. Dangerous moments again. Colin Breen is there to pick it up for Innes Diamond, and a let off for the Clare team on that occasion, Martin.
Yeah, good opportunity there. A lovely piece of play by Jack Kelly. Sold the dummy with the solo. Walked straight by this Innes Diamond player, turned back onto his left foot and tried to curl that ball over, but it caught the post, and unfortunately there was no St. Clair's player following up. Good play on the far side. St. Clair's have recovered the ball as Simon are coming out and have won themselves a free on the 45 metre line.
Winning the free over there, 45 metres out from the goal. The Manor Hamilton crowd here, St. Clair's comprehensive supporters, absolutely delighted with how things are going so far. 2-1 in an absolutely fantastic atmosphere, always is here in Chum Stadium. St. Clair's bringing the ball forward again. Zach Gethings has it just 45 metres out from the opposition goal. Eventually it comes out to Sinan Kelly. Kelly holding on to it, nicely weighted left footed pass in there again, and once more they're going to find the intended target. The intended target this time is the number 7, Luke Farlow, had pushed up in the attack. Again, St. Clair's looking to break the line. Ronan Fox has got the space, shoots him inside the exclusion zone on the left boot, and the ball goes in there this time, and it was Bailey McBride who got the shot in, and Bailey McBride has landed it in and over the bar. Excellent play from him, the midfielder in the right place at the right time. 3-1 St. Clair's lead, Martin.
Great score from distance there from Bailey McBride. Very clever play by Sinan Kelly, waited for the run, Luke Farrell, and great play again by Cian McMurrow there at wing back. That's the third interception he's after making the game, and St. Clair's come on the attack yet again, but great play by Luke Farrell, Sinan Kelly, to set up that opportunity, and here they come on the attack again now.
And it's excellent play again from the forward line, and they managed to walk the ball in there again towards Jack Kelly, coming out a little bit deeper this time here as they hold on to possession inside the 45 meter line with Carl Gethings once more. It's a real confident build up play here. Luke Farrell involved quite a lot. St. Clair's comprehensive, leading by 3-1. The ball comes out to Cian McMurrow. Cian McMurrow quickly releases it inside, and just losing control momentarily there was the centre half back, I think, who was trying to push up Evan Gilligan, but the ball has been won back here by Innes Diamond, and it comes to Gavin Towey. Towey trying to break from this near side of the field. In possession now is the number 10, Dominic Griffin. Dominic Griffin holding the ball up and giving it back to Gavin Towey. Remember, they're playing here with the aid of the breeze in the opening half, the Clare champions. Ball being brought forward by Lewis Griffin. Griffin holding on to it and giving it back to Conor Breen. The midfielder looks around. Breen has support with him there. Plays the ball slightly ahead of him, looking to bring it in was Luke Griffin again. Comes back out to the midfielder, Dunicker O'Dwyer. O'Dwyer now, as Innes Diamond puts some possession together. Gavin Towney once more in possession here. 65 metres out from the St. Clair's goal, gives the pass back to Lewis Griffin. Lewis Griffin across to the far side of the field, and Conor Byrne is waiting for it. Good ball played inside for the 2v1 situation, but they've got the ball inside here with Burke. Holds on to it, looks to make the angle, shoots some distance. It's an ambitious effort. There was two men around him, and it's gone out for the second wide of the game, and make it there for Innes Diamond. And on core commentary is Martin McGowan.
Yeah, look, I mean, we're 11 minutes into the game, John, and so far you have to say St. Clair's have dominated possession of the ball, and they've been holding possession, especially against the breeze with Danita, and working it into spaces where they can get that ball to the inside man, and they are leaving that one man inside one on one. The sweeper there is playing in front of him, but they've got the short kick out away again, and they're working the ball up the field again now. And Zach Gettins trying to get on the ball here, and he's managed to break the tackle, and he's broken
free
now.
He does really well to break it, and he's on the move, and he quickly kicks it down there towards the forward line. But Innes Diamond are going to break it up this time. Just a reminder that there's live coverage of Sligo Rovers opening Women's League of Ireland Premier Division game, the first game of the new season against Boas. That's coming up from the showgrounds following the conclusion of this match. The kickoff time there is 3 p.m. Big ladies match tomorrow as well, Leitrim and Sligo, and of course the Sligo men's Gaelic football team taking on Clare in Markovich Park. Live coverage on all of those matches here on Ocean FM Sport over the weekend. We're getting proceedings underway here with St. Clair's comprehensive, and they're on the attack once more, looking for a historic All-Ireland title. They get the ball into Jack Attard, the corner forward here. He's moving in, he's 31 metres out from goal, turns and comes back out to a more favourable position before taking the return pass. Kicks a Gary Owen type kick high and up into the air, and it's going to be cut out there by the Innes Diamond defence, and they give the ball back to Jack Gallagher. Jack Gallagher is the goalkeeper, dressed in white and blue, the rest of his teammates in predominantly blue out the field, and they're working the ball out now to Lewis Griffin. Lewis Griffin loses possession, one back again there by, was it Bailey McBride who was up there at the attack? Luke Ronan Fox, Ronan Fox this time setting it up. Ball comes across here again to Jack Attard. Attard taking the ball inside to Fox, and now the shot comes in from the corner forward, Jack Attard, and again he's landed it in and over the bar. It's a wonderful score. Two of the full forward line have scored. 4-1 St. Clair's comprehensive lead.
Yeah, great interception by Ronan Fox, broke up the attack, and he takes, that's a great catch in the middle of the park by Ronan Fox again. And really, it's been all St. Clair so far, you have to say it, John. They're well on top in this game, but they have to make a count on the scoreboard.
Sinan Kelly, lovely ball into Jack Kelly. Jack Kelly has it. A chance here for Jack Kelly. He's gone to ground under the weight of the tackle. Don't think it was a foul. Referee waiting to see his advantage coming. Linesman or umpire is out, and they signal that the ball has gone wide. Yeah, it was a quick delivery in again.
Yeah, sending Kelly to his brother Jack. Unfortunately, when he got that ball, he lost his foot, and there was no foul, absolutely no foul by the Innes Diamond player. But in any case, as I said earlier, they're playing some wonderful football here. I mean, there's good interchange of passing between the players there. They're putting a lot of pressure on the ball and the right areas to force turnovers. And they've forced about 4 or 5 turnovers now that have been critical to the good start they've had in this game.
Game well been refereed well by Sligo's John Gilmartin, the man in the middle, and once again it's going to be Innes Diamond now who come on the attack here, bringing the ball forward. It's their wing back Daniel Brody, kicks it down into the full forward line. Burke has it this time. He's looking to take on his marker. He's got the ball on the 21 metre line. He's a dangerous player. Wonderful shot, and the ball goes in and over the bar. That's a fantastic score. They worked the ball into Conor Burke, the full forward. He was out ahead of his marker, took the score over on the terrace side of the field, and it now makes it 4-2. St. Clair is still in the lead, but Burke is a player they're going to have to watch.
He certainly isn't. They can't leave big space in front of him as this kick out goes long, and it's claimed by Innes Diamond. Innes Diamond on the break again, but they win it free in the middle of the park.
Dunico O'Dwyer was the man who won the kick out, who went right down the middle from Josh Sheridan, the goalkeeper. Well taken there by O'Dwyer, and it's another opportunity now for Innes Diamond, and again they brought Conor Burke out to kick the free. He's kicking from just outside the edge of the exclusion zone, slightly to the left, is back to the main stand in Tuam Stadium, the wonderfully refurbished new stand here at this famous venue. Always a great venue to come to. Here comes the free from the Innes Diamond player, and Conor Burke lands it in and over the bar. Is that two from him
That's actually three from him. He got that first point, John. I wasn't sure, but yeah, it was him that got that first point. I mean, straight away, John, the obvious thing that sticks out to you is this game really is about which full forward gets the most ball. You know, so far it has been Jack Attard, but in two quick breaks up the field here, Conor Burke has just shown how dangerous he is, and Manor are going to have to get their hands on the ball in the middle of the park and keep possession and not give it away cheaply.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Two full forwards in great form. Conor Burke and Jack Kelly, both of them certainly setting a very high standard in the early exchanges of this game. Sinan Kelly is the man in possession. Again, is going to go down there towards the forward line. Jack Arthur, a good support player inside there as well, but once more Innes Diamond are coming to terms a little bit with the attacking threat of St. Clair's comprehensive, and they've broken up another attack. Ball coming quickly now, being walked through the channels down towards this near side of the field. Bringing it forward here now once again is Dominic Griffin. Wearing number 10 in his back. Dominic Griffin, 65 metres out from the St. Clair's goal, passes the ball forward. The Clare team with a good bit of momentum. It's the best spell of the match for them so far. Gavin Towney in possession again. Up towards the 45 metre line he goes. Stops and checks and plays the ball across to the far side. Dunnick O'Dwyer in again it goes here towards the full forward line. Once more it's Conor Burke. Conor Burke tries to get a shot in. Two St. Clair's players around him, and they did well to block him. But the rebound comes back kindly, but the referee spotted it, touched on the ground, and it's a free out for St. Clair's.
Free out for a push in the back. It was a great block by Luke Brady, and the ball was picked up by James Hughes, and he got a push in the back as the ball broke free again. Carol Gettins coming on the attack, passing the ball off to Sinan Kelly. They're holding possession of the ball, but you can see a raft of men trying to get back as Billy McBride tries to get an early ball in there, but it comes back off the head of Carol Gettins, his own player there. So, you know, they're just going to have to not kick the ball away. They're going to have to use it well now in this when they're playing against the breeze, as they have done for the first 10 or 12 minutes.
Shane Ward and Aidan McBarron down on the sideline looking on, frantically waving their team forward. Here comes St. Clair's comprehensive, still leading by a point, 4 points to three now. At this stage, the stopwatch is telling us here that we played 17 minutes in the opening half, and the ball comes out to Bailey McBride. The midfielder taking on his marker. He's about to hit the 45-meter line, but John Gilmartin says he's overcarried the ball, and it's going to be a free out and another opportunity for Innes Diamond to get going on the counter-attack here. They're definitely coming into the game. They're growing into it as the match goes on. Dominic Griffin kicks it down again towards the full forward line. There's got a wonderful target inside there in Conor Burke. He's winning primary possession. It comes back to Dominic Griffin again. Dominic Griffin playing the ball forward, looking to take the return pass, succeeds in doing so. Little bit scrappy, but they still hold on to possession. Across to the far side of the field it goes now. 45 metres out from goal. Griffin again trying to bring the ball forward. It is Diamond beginning to move a little bit more freely in the forward line now as Brody holds on to it, looks around again, has that support play. Innes Diamond trailing by a point here against St. Clair's comprehensive, a team doing really well from Manor Hamilton, getting to this final. Ball kicked in by Dominic Griffin, lovely ball inside him, just taking his eye off it. There was the player in the wing forward, Conor Barron, and if he had controlled that, he could have been in for a goal.
Yeah, I think it was number 17, Joe Cuchanan there, John, and he got him behind the defence, but to be fair to him, the ball took a low hop and ran by him and out for a wide, and it's a bit of a let off there for St. Clair's. So again, 4 points to three, St. Clair's lead by a point, and they just need to get their hands in that ball. We're 18 and a half minutes into this first half.
Yeah, right, it was Joe Cuchanan was the man who was in there, and again it's an opportunity now for Carl Gettings, bringing the ball forward here once more for the St. Clair's Manor Hamilton players, and again it's Gettings involved in the move. Plays it inside to Kelly, takes the return pass. Here is Sinan Kelly. Sinan Kelly plays it inside there towards Jack Kelly, trying to get the killer pass in, but Innes Diamond are able to cut it out, and Lewis Griffin was the player who was back there and succeeded in doing so. Right now there's going to be possibilities for Innes Diamond again outside the 45 metre line. Player goes to ground back in the Manor Hamilton team. St. Clair's doing well. By apologies if I say Glyn Carr Manor, it's a force of habit at this stage here, but it's St. Clair's comprehensive college in Manor Hamilton. Of course, players from Drumahair on the team as well. Huge interest in all the North Leitrim area to see how they'll do today. Sinan Kelly bringing the ball forward now. Possibilities once more for them as they work it inside. 21 metres out from goal. The shot is coming in from distance this time, but tails out to the right of the post and wide. It was Zach Gettings who had the shot, and it's gone out for the second wide. I think I make it there for St. Clair's comprehensive. Two wides apiece,
you know. Good opportunity there. Good opportunity for St. Clair's. Again, they held the ball well and worked the ball into the right areas, and there's a breaking ball there in the middle of the park, won back up again by St. Clair's, and an opportunity now. The ball goes into Jack Kelly. He takes a mark. Yep. Takes a mark just about 30 yards out, John.
Took the sensible option. He was wanted to be forced wide if he continued on with play there, but he took the sensible option and took the ball well, took the mark, and it's going to be an opportunity for him. The management team there, Tara Byrne and Lawrence Healy in charge of Innes Diamond. Shane Ward and Adam McBarron, the management team for St. Clair's. Here comes the free from Kelly. Strikes the ball well. It's a good-looking effort, and it's got in and gone over the bar. Third point of the game from Jack Kelly. You mentioned it, Martin. You were so accurate in what you said. It's a shootout between the two full forwards.
Yeah, they both have 3 points apiece. They both look like the real danger men on both teams there. There was a lot of noise here from Dennis Diamond fans banging on about Ron here in front of us trying to put off Jack Kelly, but it'll take a lot more than that to put off Jack Kelly.
Yeah, we've seen some of the Guinness Diamond supporters coming in. It's a great county for traditional music, Clare. And we've seen one particular young lad coming in with a bow on. Thank goodness he's 3 or 4 rows down from us here in the commentary position. It'd be like having the Vuvuzela from the World Cup in South Africa a few years beside you if you had to listen to that racket for the entire game. But in any case, the ball has been brought forward here once again. Opportunities for St. Clare's as they whack the ball inside the exclusion zone. But John Gilmartin says it's going to be a free out there for Innes Diamond. Opportunity here for the Clare team once more. Free taken short. Dunnicker Dwyer is working hard in the middle of the field. So too is the St. Clare's comprehensive midfield pairing. But Innes Diamond have walked the ball forward here. Somewhat loose pass. Dominic Griffin having to work hard. But a lovely pick up to get that one. Running off the shoulder is Gavin Towney. Griffin is going to turn and go back central again. He's inside the 45 metre line. Kicks the ball further back out the field. Into the play now comes Conor Wren, the joint captain. Conor Wren and in the ball kicked forward by Brody. In here towards the full forward line it goes. This time there's possibilities as they recycle it back out, and once more is Concannon, the man wearing number 17 on his back. Whistle sounds from the referee and it's going to be a free in for Innes Diamond, and an opportunity to bring us back to a 1 point ball game. Currently it stands at 5-3, but a great opportunity coming up here for Innes Diamond to reduce it to a single score.
Yeah, and that time it was Joe Concannon that found himself in that position, won the ball, won the free. I have noticed that Luke Farrell has dropped off the wing back position and he's coming in front of Conor Burke there to try and cut off that supply line, I suppose, for want of a better word, for Innes Diamond. And it's roughly about 30 yards out, I would say, ever so slightly to the right of the goals, and an opportunity for a left footed kicker here in Conor Burke to slot over the fourth point for Innes Diamond.
Conor Byrne with 3 so far. He strikes this one well and accurately and in and over the bar. Conor Byrne is a player that will punish those all afternoon. 5 points for St. Clare's comprehensive, 4 points for Innes Diamond Community School from County Clare, and the goalkeeper is Josh Sheridan. He's standing on the 21 meter line about to take the ball. We were telling you the Leitrim Women's Division 4 league match against Sligo will be live and full on oceanfm.ie from Castle Connor tomorrow at 2 p.m. Leitrim ladies need a draw to be sure of a league semi-final place. Sligo are already there. Innes Diamond have won another free again, 45 metres out from the goal. Good spell of possession here for them, but they're playing with the aid of a strong breeze. Can't emphasise that enough. We were down the pitch a little bit earlier on. Strong breeze blowing from right to left here, and it's favouring the Clare team in the opening half. They're enjoying a good spell of possession at the moment. Conor Burke has gone deep, out past the 45 metre line. Making the run forward is Daniel Brody. Daniel Brody has the ball. He's looking to try and get the fisted pass. 2 players waiting outside him. One there is Conor Byrne once more. Again, the transfer of the ball from right to left here. The team in blue, the men from the Banner County of Clare, bringing the ball forward again here for them is Colum Breen. Breen, the midfielder, nicely weighted pass into the full forward line. Trying to get it there was Luke Farrell for St. Clare's comprehensive, but the ball comes back here once more. And again, possession won by Daniel Brody. Looking to hold on to it. Good spell of possession, but St. Clare's have set themselves up well defensively. They've brought almost everybody back. 2 players in the opposition half of the field. No need to keep 3 up today. Remember the old rules applying for this competition. And the ball is kicked aimlessly there, out over the sideline by Innes Diamond. And it's going to be a sideline ball for St. Clare's.
Yeah, and some good defending there. Some good defending there by St. Clare's. That's a very clever ball up along the wing. And it's Evan Gilligan that's come forward. And he's a raft of room between him and the goals now as Jack Attard takes the ball.
And Gilligan looks as if he was pushed there, but the ball is inside. He's allowed the advantage and has gone inside. Kelly has it here once again, looking to take on the defence. Moving inside here is Jack Kelly, the joint captain. Kelly moving, gets a shot in, and Kelly lands it in and over the bar. The team captain with 4 points, Conor Burke with 4 points, Jack Kelly with 4 points. But it's St. Clare's who lead again by 2. St. Clare's comprehensive 6 points in his Diamond 4. Great score by Jack Kelly. Great build up play leading up to it.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. First of all, play by Evan Gilligan. He broke the line, as I said, he had a raft of room in front. As he was passing the ball off to Jack Attard, he took a little bit of a knock. The referee has issued a yellow card in relation to that. But a good ball inside by Jack Attard. and Jack Kelly did the rest, and he had an awful lot to do, John, to get that point. He had to come 30 yards across the goals, beat four players, and off his left foot this time slotted that ball over the bar.
I'll confirm with you in a moment who got the yellow. I missed it, us following the flight of the ball there, but again it's going to be brought forward by Conor Breen. Breen trying to bring it in here towards the exclusion zone once more. Referee's whistle sounds, they've overcarried it. There's a few errors been made by Inish Diamond in the final quarter of the field, but I'd put that down to the way that St. Clair's are defending.
Certainly, absolutely. There's some great defending by St. Clair's there, and they're blocking all the routes to goal there. And I think it was the number 7, Lewis Griffin, and I can see him out there in the middle of the park. I think it was him that picked up the yellow card there earlier on for the foul on Evan Gilligan.
That's Lewis Griffin. He's obviously going to have to be a little bit on tender hooks for the remainder of this game there.
Actually, I'm looking here. It's actually number 8, Colin Breen.
Colin Breen, the midfielder. The man who has picked up the yellow card. And we're going to have to be keeping an eye on him for the remainder of the game. In any case, the ball has been won back here by St. Clair's comprehensive of Manor Hamilton, leading by 6 points to 4. Clock on the far side of the field tells us 26 minutes and 6 seconds played here in the opening half. The team in green and gold bringing it forward here once again. Carl Gethings, lovely jersey has been worn here by the St. Clair's comprehensive team this afternoon. Ball sent in to Carl Gethings. Gethings moving it up here towards the 45-meter line. Gets the fisted pass inside once again there to the corner forward, sending Kelly. Down it goes to Jack. Jack needs no introduction. He doesn't need a second name. Jack turns and shoots. It's on the way from Captain.
What a score
from Jack Kelly. He needs no introduction. When Jack gets the ball, he turns and shoots. 7 points to 4. And goodness me, Martin McGowan, if you were picking a man of the match between Conor Burke and Jack Kelly, it'd be some contest.
Well, it's been early yet as Bailey McBride wins another ball in the middle of the park. And it's not all about Jack. And Jack is doing the finishing it off, but there's a lot of great work going on out the field from the rest of the St. Clair's players.
Yeah, some wonderful play going on there at the moment at St. Clair's on the attack again. They're leading here by 7 points to 4. 3 to the good against the breeze. The win never won a match yet, but still it's good to have it in your back in the second half as it is time in again, win themselves possession. Over on this near side of the field, Dominic Griffin working hard close to the sideline and plays the ball further down the field and bringing it away here now is the midfielder. Dominic Dwyer is on the move. He's 45 metres out from goal. He turns and gives the ball back again to Dominic Griffin. Dominic Griffin slots the pass in a little bit infield, somewhat loose, but eventually they control it. Colin Breen, the player with the yellow card in possession, and plays the ball outside him there to Conor Byrne. The wing forward, the left footed delivery. It's gone in again. They're looking inside for the inside forward this time. The man in there was Conor Byrne, who was trying to win possession. He's gone to the ground. Referee spotted the infringement, blew us the whistle, and it's going to be another free in this time. Again, it was that direct ball inside St. Clair's had players back, but they conceded the foul.
Yeah, it was probably a needless foul there. I think it was either Conor Burke or Joe Concannon that was in there that won that ball. I've noticed that they've brought Conor Burke a little bit further.
Byrne and Burke were the two players that combined, and it's going to be Burke who is going to kick the free inevitably for them. 4 for him. He's looking to move up to 5 and ever a co-week for the man from the full forward position. It's a well taken free. It's 7 points to 5. There's 2 between the teams, and St. Clair's comprehensive hold a slight advantage at this stage as Josh Sheridan again prepares to take the kick out. Shane Ward and Adam McBarron, the joint managers of St. Clair's Manor Hamilton, in this final today. A busy time for Ward. He's part of the Donegal under 20 management team, involved at Derry Gonnelly Harps and Fermanagh as well. He's coaching teams under different rules. He's the type of a guy, when it comes to football, I say he's meeting himself coming around corners.
They're bringing that ball back, and they're saying that the ball was taken inside in the arc. And I was watching there. I didn't think it was taken in the arc. It's going to be a hot ball on the 20-meter line there. I mean, the play had gone, and it was the linesman that called it on the far side of the field there. But from where we were sitting here, John, it looked like he was standing on the edge of the arc and took that ball. And that ball has been taken there by Ennis Timon.
And Ennis Timon have it, and the ball goes up into the air. Gary Owen type kick, but it's won back here again by the St. Clair's Manor Hamilton players. Carl Gethings is the man who sweeps it over there to the far side of the field. St. Clair's moving possession again with Owen McLaughlin now, and they're bringing the ball forward here. Pacey player over on the far side of the field. The man in possession here this time is Zach Gethings down inside to the inside forward line, but well anticipated by the Ennis Timon defence, and they're able to cut that one out, and they're on the counter attack themselves. We've got about 23 seconds of normal time left here at the end of the the opening half. The ball has gone across to Conor Byrne, far side of the field. Once more now, Enys Diamond looking to bring it infield. They're holding on to possession well, looking around for openings. It comes across to the near side to Joshua Daniels. Joshua Daniels, the centre half forward, fisted the pass outside him. Into the mix now comes Gavin Towney, wearing number 4, about 45 metres out from the opposition goal. Passes it to Daniel Brody. Again, Manor Hamilton have pulled everybody back as the ball is kicked in. A low trajectory on the pass this time. In again there towards the wing forward, and he's got the ball. I think it's Dominic Griffin who had ghosted over there to the far side of the field. Again, it's going to be Enys Diamond now who move it over to the near side. The ball is going from right to left constantly here as they look to try and drag St. Clair's out of possession. Niall Towey are out of position, I should say. Niall Towey in possession now for them. Martin.
Yeah, I'm just saying that we're a half minute over the time now at this stage. It's just at the discretion of the referee how much he adds, but some very good defending here. They've blocked a lot of routes to goal for Enys Diamond, and if they don't move the ball quick, that'll be half time exactly what John Gilmartin has done, blown it for half time.
Yes, John Gilmartin blows the half time whistle. It's 7-5 in favour of St. Clair's against Enys Diamond. The supporters get up onto their feet. They applaud the two teams as they make their way off the field. And I tell you something, you can see lots of green and gold flags there, very much showing their appreciation for the performance of St. Clair's comprehensive in the opening half. They lead by 7-5. Let's get the halftime thoughts of Martin McGowan.
Yeah, look, I suppose all the talk is obviously going to be about the two full forwards. Like, certainly Conor Burke seems to be the only route to goal for Enys Diamond at the moment. And to be fair to St. Clair's have closed down a lot of routes to goal there in the last 10 minutes. I mean, Enys Diamond had a couple of attacks there, and there was just so many men in front of them there that they couldn't get that ball into the man they wanted to get it. On the other hand, St. Clair's are finding space up there for Jack Kelly, but there's an awful lot of good work being done out the field. The half-back line in particular for St. Clair's, Cian McMurrow, Evan Gilligan, Luke Farrell playing very well. Both midfielders, you know, having very good games. Bailey McBride, Ronan Fox, and then Carl Gettins and Senan Kelly are feeding some wonderful ball into Jack Kelly. So it's not just about Jack Kelly. A lot of people have to work to get him into the scoring areas. So it's a good team performance, I think, so far from St. Clair's.
No doubt about it. They're defending well. Kelly is getting the scores up front, but it's a huge team effort. It's a game where two forwards, two men at the edge of the square, Conor Burke and Jack Kelly, neither you could describe maybe as the traditional bear in the square, but definitely two very talented forwards. Let's go back to another fox in the box when he was dangerous round the full forward line during his own playing career, and that's our own Daniel Gallagher back in studio.
Thank you very much, John. I'm not so sure about that one, but anyway. So all play for still in the second half. It is back over to John Lynch and to Martin McGowan. Second half.
Thank you very much indeed, Daniel. We're 13 seconds into the second half. Brilliant timing as always. Second period of play just underway. It's Enys Diamond on the attack with Donnie O'Dwyer holding possession up and giving it back to Conor Dwyer. They're playing from left to right here against the breeze in the second half, but they got the ball in again to Conor Burke, the full forward, the danger man, immediately winning a free, and it's going to be a gilt edge opportunity coming up here for him now for him just outside the 21 metre line. Two between the teams, this slightly right of centre, but a real opportunity that you'd expect him to put over. He's hit 5 already. Have we put the commentator's curse on this one? Because it's sailed up into the wind and has gone to the wrong side of the post and wide. When it was his first kick against the breeze, it was either that or commentator's curse, but in any case, Martin has gone out and it remains 7-5, a let off for St. Clair's.
And to be fair, John, I thought he, for the first time in the game, I thought he forced the kick, you know, which he hadn't been doing throughout the game so far. And that was the reason why the ball went wide. He just forced the kick instead of a good strike. But you can see the difference kicking against the breeze as opposed to kicking with it.
Absolutely a telling example of it there right at the start of the second half. Enys Diamond had possession once again. They've started the second half the better of the two teams. Conor Byrne bringing the ball forward and giving it to Daniel Brody. Brody looking to get it back there towards Byrne again, who continues on, turns, gets it back onto the left, gets the shot away, but it's two wides in quick succession at the start of the second half. I think it brings them up. Is it to 4 wides in total?
Five wides in total.
Martin is making the count of the wides. 5 in total for them. And the kick out is going to come here from Josh Sheridan. His second kick out of the second period of play. placing the ball on a green tee, right smack bang in the middle of the 21 metre line. It's back to the houses here, to the back of Tuam Stadium, over to the right as we look out from the back of the main stand. Again, it's Innes Diamond who have won possession in the middle of the field. Again, it's Donoghue Dwyer, who has started the second half like a whirlwind. He's up to the 14 metre line, gets the pass back once again. Here's an opportunity for Joe Concannon. Joe Concannon gets the shot away, and it's wide number three. Joe Concannon, the referee, watching on carefully. Three wides in quick succession here. The kickouts predominantly are going down the middle, and Innes Diamond are on top in that sector.
Innes Diamond have gotten top. They're winning a lot of breaking ball out there. And first and clears, they need to get their hands on the ball now and just a little bit of possession and work the ball through the hands and pick out their passes. You can see straight away what Innes Diamond are doing in the second half here. Innes Diamond have two men back, Mark and Jack Kelly, at the moment.
Well, in fairness there to the goalkeeper, Josh Sheridan, he altered that kick out, put it out towards the wing, but secondary possession won by Innes Diamond. Joshua Daniels bringing the ball forward to Concannon. Concannon onto the left boot, gets the shot away, and this time there's no mistake. The number 17, Joe Concannon, the man who started the game in place of Sinan Kirby, has kicked the ball in and over the bar. He's reduced the deficit to a single point. It's St. Clair 7 points, it's Innes Diamond 6, one between the teams.
Yeah, John, as I said, Innes Diamond have two men, Mark and Jack Kelly, two men standing right beside him, so there's somebody somewhere that needs to be free, and there they go short with the ball for the first time now, and they get the ball to Owen McLaugh, or to Sean Brady, and work the ball out the field now.
Sean Brady indeed, the Glen Caramanor Hamilton player playing for St. Clair's, was the man who was available there, and they've worked the ball out. It's a good point that Martin has made. There's a numerical advantage out the field, but it's going to be difficult for Jack Kelly. Two men back marking him in the second half, and St. Clair's are going to be playing with the breeze in the second period of play as well. They've worked the ball infield here again. Gethin's looking to bring it forward up towards the edge of the exclusion zone, gives the pass outside him there to Ronan Fox. He turns, he's a little bit off balance, a huge shot with the breeze. Oh, what about that for a score, all the way in and over the bar. The perfect response, a huge kick coming in, and that's exactly what the doctor ordered.
It certainly is. And you know, with Innes Diamond going 2-on-1 on Jack Kelly, there's a lot of other players that need to step up to the mark when it comes to scoring. And on that occasion, Ronan Fox, and we've seen it doing for the Leitrim underage team so often, from distance kicks a wonderful point over the bar.
The two midfielders have scored a point apiece. It's 8 points to six, and it's St. Clair's who lead by two. But Innes Diamond are on the attack again. Wonderful start to the second half. Conor Burke, the danger man, with 5 points already. Conor Burke transfers the ball back out there to Conor Byrne. Back to Burke. He's 21 metres in from goal. He's in a central position. Brilliant defending again by the fullback, James Hughes, who blocked the effort down, and it rebounds kindly for St. Clair's, and they got possession. Out to the near side of the field it comes now, and St. Clair's on the attack. Bringing the ball forward is Sinan Kelly. Sinan Kelly, 45 metres out from goal. His marker is on his backside. Kelly gets the ball forward. Comes eventually here to the wing forward, Cahill Conneen. His effort is blocked out to Jack Arthur. He gets the shot away, but it's gone to the wrong side of the post and wide. Frantic stuff. Yeah. It's end to end. 8 points to six it remains. Stopwatch telling us that we have played 5 minutes in the second half.
John, a couple of wonderful pieces of defending there from both teams. First of all, St. Clair's James Kelly making, or James Hughes making, a wonderful block on Conor Burke to deprive him of a scoring opportunity. And down the other end, a great break up the field and a wonderful block again by Dennis Timon this time.
Well, nothing wrong with the old rules when football is played like this. It's an absolutely brilliant game. There's a little bit of an altercation developing between the centre half back for St. Clair, Zach Gettings, and Alex Layton, the joint captain on the Innes Diamond team. They're getting to know each other, as the old saying would go. The referee, the linesman, has got the flag up as well. He's signalling that it's going to be a sideline ball. A sideline ball deep in the St. Clair's comprehensive half of the field here, playing with the breeze in the second period of play and leading by 2 points. 8 points to six. Couple of wonderful scores in the second half so far, and the sideline ball is going to be kicked in here by Sean Brady. Sean Brady sends it downfield. The hop might work out for St. Clair's, trying to get possession there with Sinan Kelly to get over the sideline. It goes very close to where Shane Ward, the manager, is standing there with ball in hand with Cahill Conneen. He takes it quickly. He gets it inside there to Sinan Kelly. Sinan Kelly is 45 metres out from the opposition goal. Kelly with two Innes Diamond men around him. Ball squirms free. Referee allows advantage to continue. Back it comes to Cahill Conneen once more. Conneen to the midfielder, Bailey McBride. Bailey McBride to Owen McLaughlin. Had pushed up in the attack. Owen McLaughlin goes to ground. ground inside the exclusion zone. It's rough and tough, no questions been asked or no quarter been given. The ball comes away again with the Innes Diamond team, and they're dangerous here on the counter attack. Derek O'Dwyer has picked the ball up. It's 45 minutes out from goal. Real pacey player here, bringing it forward. Oh, once more, referee allowing the advantage. They've got it into Daniels. Chance! Oh! Jack Daniels, Joshua Daniels was in, but his shot has gone wide. In fairness to Josh Sheridan, the goalkeeper came out, he narrowed the angle, and Joshua Daniels has shot wide.
Oh yeah, a massive let off for St Clair's, but John, in the build up to that, clearly there was an issue of charging there by the Ennis Timon player. He ran straight into the St Clair's player, knocked him to the ground. Now he got the fist off to the man on the run, and it was a wonderful piece of goalkeeping that time from Josh Sheridan. St Clair's win a ball there in the middle of the park from Owen the breaking McLaughlin. Ball.
And Owen McLaughlin was fouled, and again Cahill Kinnean is getting involved here, and he just needs to take the free. He needs to keep a cool head.
He absolutely does. There's absolutely no need to get involved. The free has been awarded him. You know, he's very lucky that it's not a hot ball, as that ball goes straight into Sennan Kelly again.
Well, in fairness, Daniel Brody is doing everything he can in his power to annoy him and rise him down there, but at the same time he has to keep a cool head. The ball is out at the edge of the exclusion zone once again. Jack Kelly clearly been pulled, spotted by John Gilmartin, allows the advantage. Jack free Kelly in. Gets the shot in, but he'd bring it back now for a free, and that's exactly, and the notebook is coming out as well. Well, I can tell you the physical edge has gone up a little bit in the second half, and I think it's predominantly gone up with a couple of tackles that we've seen from the men from Clare.
Yeah, it has, I suppose. Look, at they're fighting for their lives, John, you can't blame them either, but it's an opportunity now for Jack Kelly. He's just outside the 40 metre arc, which should be there for the senior games. He's actually going off the ground, which, you know, I mean, Jack is capable off the ground, but he's a good strike of the ball out of his hands, and with
he's
the breeze
wind assisted
him,
Martin.
Yeah, he's wind assisted, absolutely.
Well, let's see what he can do with this one. The breeze is at his back. He kicks it from the carpet. Oh, it's a lovely kick. He's a beautiful striker of the ball, and that's got in and over the bar. It's 6 points for Jack Kelly. It's what, 8-9 points now at this stage for St Clair's. 9 points to 6, they lead, and that's a brilliant strike there from Jack Kelly. Old school free taken, but hugely accurate.
Hugely accurate, and there's a good mark in the middle of the park from Innes Diamond. It's a good game of football, John. As you rightly said, there was nothing wrong with the old rules if the game was played the right way, but unfortunately, the old rules are there to be exploited, and teams have done it in the past, and that's why the new rules have been introduced.
Absolutely, and that's why they're in, but this is good to see the football that's been played here in this All-Ireland Sea Colleges final. Hugely enjoyable game. We've almost played, 39 minutes and 15 seconds in the second period of play. In case you've just joined us, it's 9 points to 6. It's St Clair's comprehensive of Leitrim and Manor Hamilton who lead against Innes Diamond Community School from Clare. The referee is blowing the whistle. The referee is from Sligo. He's John Gilmartin. The free has been awarded there to Niall Towney, and once again it's Innes Diamond from left to right in the second half who are on the attack. They're bringing the ball up the field. Fabulous atmosphere here in Tuam Stadium. A game, their grounds which hosted the Allianz League game between Tyrone and Galway last week. That game ended in a draw. The ball has been kicked into the full forward line again and gone in there towards the direction of Conor Burke. Two St Clair's men around him. Conor Burke with three of them around him. He's a wonderful, wonderful, talented player. This time is Concannon. Concannon switches it back again. Byrne is there. Somewhat loose pass. Comes back outfield, and sliding in there was Cahill Kinnean. And that could be a yellow card offence, is the way he slid in. The referee has got the notebook out. Well, in fairness to him, it's a final. Emotions are running high, but Cahill has got to be careful.
He has to be careful. It's at the very least a yellow card. It could even possibly be deemed to be a black card because it could be deemed as a trip. So it just depends on which way that John...
I think yellow, Martin. I think he just lunged in a little bit. Yeah, it is yellow.
And he's on a fine line at the moment. Now, that's the second time he's got involved when he didn't need to get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was a reckless challenge once he went in sliding there. He was always in trouble. I'm sure Shane Ward is watching that, and he's I think he's signalling for reinforcements from the bench as well, and that could be a change, could be coming up very shortly, maybe on the St Clair's team. Right now the ball has been kicked forward down in there towards the direction of Sennan Kelly. Sennan Kelly has the ball smack bang in the middle of the field here for St Clair's comprehensive, looking around to see what support is available. He's kicked it into the man that's got two marking him. Rebound comes back out to Cahill Kinnean. He's 45 metres out from goal, gives it back to Sennan Kelly once more. Sennan Kelly to Jack Kelly has it now inside the 45 metre line. Jack has hit 6 points. The ball is on the right boot. The shot is on the way. Oh, the magnificent magnificent seven from Jack Kelly. What a score! What a footballer! What a brilliant effort in and over the bar. And it's St. Clair's who lead now by 10 points to 6.
Yeah, wonderful point. And if that was under the new rules, that would have been a two-pointer. Just outside the arc, long range, and you can see the difference with the breeze. He was able to just strike that ball nice and cleanly over the bar. But great play in the build-up to that, John. You have to say again, Senan Kelly's been involved in an awful lot of the good work that St. Clair's are doing. And he's kicked some wonderful ball into his brother, in fairness.
Oh, no doubt about it. And the score was absolutely majestic. It's a brilliant performance so far here from the Manor Hamilton lads. They're leading by 10 points to 6. But here come in his diamond, Dominic Griffin in possession. He plays the ball back outside him once more. Into the mix now comes the midfielder. The midfielder is Colin Breen. Colin Breen looking to try and get a more favourable position. Running laterally along the 45-metre line now. Ball comes back out eventually here. Burke has gone deep. He's got the ball. He makes a little bit of space. He kicks it from inside the 45. Down it goes to the inside forward line. Innes Diamond now holding on to possession again. They trail by 4. Possession back out again to Conor Byrne. Conor Byrne to the full forward. Conor Burke. Conor Burke with the right footed shot is tailing out to the wrong side and wide. They're creating the chances in the second half.
Yeah.
They're not converting.
They're not converting. And that's their fourth wide in the second half. 7 in total for them compared to St. Clair's 3 wides. So really and truly, you know, it's a lot about the finishing, John. You know, if they'd converted 4 of those 7 opportunities, you'd be looking at a level game now.
Stopwatch now telling us at this stage that we have played 12, almost 13 minutes here in the second half. Very shortly we'll be ticking into the final quarter of the game. Innes Diamond with Conor Breen in possession again. The midfielder looks around him, gets the pass away. St. Clair's comprehensive window, they'll have to fight all the way here in this game. Ball won back again here by Daniel Brody for them. Again he's moving around, no movement here in either substitute's bench as of yet. Neither manager deciding to twist at this stage in the game, and it comes inside here to the number 12 once more, and that's Conor Byrne back to the midfielder. Donoghue Dwyer is the midfielder. He looks around and gets his pass away. Shane Ward watches on anxiously. First All-Ireland final for him, a manager of course with a huge pedigree, former Leitrim senior manager, former under 21 manager, indeed beat Galway in the under 21 championship with Leitrim when Galway were the defending All-Ireland champions. Ball has come down inside here to the centre half forward. Joshua Daniels had a great chance of a goal that he missed. It comes back out to Donoghue Dwyer inside the 14 metre line. Still Donoghue Dwyer back out again towards possession to Conor Byrne. Conor Byrne gets the pass away. Again, there's opportunities here. Interesting pass there, but Conor Byrne is the man who receives it, and the ball is kicked in and kicked over the bar. I wasn't entirely sure about the way the pass was executed, but John Gilmartin was close to it. It's the second point from Conor Byrne, and it makes the scoreline 10 points to 7. 3 between them, and there's a change taking place.
Yeah.
Number 13 is coming in for Innes Diamond. They're bringing in Sinan Kirby, and the player who was coming off is number 11, Joshua Daniels.
Yeah, I'm not sure the reason why Shannon Kirby wasn't fit to start the game, but in any case, he's coming in a fresh pair of legs. St. Clair's are going to have to be on their guard again in this half. I just get the feeling that Innes Diamond have got their hands on the ball more often than they did in the first half. You know, St. Clair's need to get their hands on the ball now. And again, as I said, work it through the hands, get it to the players that they need to, and work that ball into the danger area.
You could make the argument that both teams have played better against the breeze. It's Innes Diamond who are on the attack again. They've certainly had the lion's share of possession in the second half, and they've walked the ball in again to the inside forward line. Conor Byrne turn provider. Opportunities here now once more for them. It's the number 5 was up. Daniel Brody. Brody goes to ground. Referee goes in. Nothing happening. Shot comes in, saved on the line again. I think it might have been the goalkeeper Josh Sheridan who got in the way of that one. There was a great chance of a goal, but St. Clair's have blocked it, and they're on the counter attack. Ball comes out now to this near side of the field, looking for possession of Sinan Kelly. We'll bring Martin in a moment. It's been frantic the second half, to say the least. Innes Diamond on the attack once more. Colin Breen in possession. Breen 45 metres out. Still Breen on the move. Difficult to stop. There's an Innes Diamond player down injured inside the square as well. Still play continues. Referee maybe hasn't spotted him, but he's allowing the game to continue. The ball has come out here to Conor Byrne. Lift for a sweeping ball way across to the far side of the field. Somewhat of a loose pass, and looking to win it back was Carl Gethings there. Now the referee blows the whistle. He's going to have to check out on the injured player, and at long last Martin McGowan can come in and try and summarise that.
Oh man, that was some period of play there. A wonderful wonderful play, I have to say, from Ennis Tymon. They worked the ball into the goal mouth. Initially, there was a lot of shouts for penalty, but to be fair, it was that the Ennis Tymon player ran straight into St Clair's player. He fell to ground, he fed the ball back, and from about 4 yards out, John, point blank range, I think it was Joe Concannon pulled the trigger, and Josh Sheridan stuck out his foot, made a wonderful save, and the ball was recovered by Ronan Fox, and they worked the ball back out the field. But again, here we are again, John, and this is just a sign of how much Ennis Tymon have come into this game in the second half. They've turned the ball over again, and they've a free from 46 metres.
It's going to be Jack Gallagher, the goalkeeper, who's going to kick the 45. His opposite number, Josh Sheridan, the goalkeeper for St Clair, has made a brilliant save a couple of moments ago. Gallagher kicks this one, tailing in dangerously in and fisted out again there by the goalkeeper Josh Sheridan. Glenn, the men of St Clair's comprehensive survive. I'm speaking about great goalkeepers from Manor Hamilton. There's another one about a row or two down in front of me in the stand. The great Sean Boylan is watching on, a former Glenn Carmanor goalkeeper and Glenn Carmanor manager. Right now it's going to be a free here for the St Clair's team. Ball in hand there with Sean Brady holding on to it. He's looking around, and there's a change been made, and the man who has come off as Cathal Kinnean. I think that could be a white move.
Yeah, Cathal Kinnean is coming off, and he's been replaced by Matthew Spears. Matthew is currently on the Leitrim under 17 squad, so a good man to be able to bring into the team from the Drumahair club.
Absolutely a great player to bring in, and the reason I say it could be a wise move is that Cathal Kinnean is on a yellow card, and I think the occasion and the emotions were probably getting to him, the way he was getting some close treatment as well as the second half has gone on. But Shane Ward has spotted that, and Aidan McBarron there, the management team for St Clair's comprehensive, plenty of experience down in that sideline. The ball has walked out here again by St Clair's comprehensive. They need to get a spell of possession here themselves. They brought up Jack Kelly, he's drifted out the field. Jack Kelly is going to kick this one in there to Sinan is in the inside forward line. He was surely fouled. Yeah. He was fouled. Well spotted by John Gilmartin. Yeah. The arm was pulled back, and that was a good move to bring Jack out, and Sinan went in just to change it round a bit.
Well, you know, that was an exact switch around, because what we've seen in the second half has been Sinan Kelly feeding the ball into his brother Jack. On that occasion, Jack came out the field, fed the ball into Sinan. His arm clearly pulled back. It was an easy decision for the referee, and it's going to be Jack Attard this time off the left foot from the 20 metre line, well out to the right wing there.
It's a huge kick. There's a change as well. Number 18 is coming in for Ennis Tymon. Colm Rooney is coming in. Number 18 is coming in for Ennis Tymon. I should say Darren McGrory is coming in. And Colm Breen, another player in a yellow card, is going off. Both management teams very much aware of players that have picked up yellow cards, and they want to make sure they finish with 15 players.
Yeah, 11 minutes to play, John. You know, this is a vital 3 or 4 minutes in the game. You know, Manor have weathered a big storm or St Clair's have weathered a big storm from Ennis Tymon. This is a big kick for Jack Kelly.
He sends it in. This goes across the face of the goal. Kept in play there by the Ennis Tymon team, and they're going to break on the counter-attack here themselves. 10 points to 7. 3 between the teams here. The stopwatch is telling us that we've played almost 50 minutes. 49-17 to be exact. Right now, John Gilmartin looks at his watch, the match official. It's Ennis Tymon who are on the attack. They're giving the ball out there to Lewis Griffin. Lewis Griffin wearing number 7. Good storming up the field. He plays it outside, and Bert Burke is the man who has come deep as well. Both full forwards are roaming. Burke plays it inside dangerously once more. Ball squared back here. Burke looking to play the ball down inside. It is batted down but won back by St Clair's comprehensive. The men in green and gold are emerging from their own defence. It's their turn now to hit on the counter attack. Out comes the cornerback Sean Brady. Sean Brady in possession. Back to the full back who has played well, James Hughes. He's an experienced, composed looking player inside. Now bringing it forward is Keane McMorrow. They're moving it well up the field with short passing, despite the fact that they're playing with the breeze in the second half, but everything is blocked up inside. The holding on to possession here is Jack Kelly. They've drifted him out the field. Jack Kelly is moving to the 45. Jack Kelly is allowed advantage by the referee. Lovely pass inside. Does well to find, I think it might be Ronan Fox, who turns and shoots and hits this one at plenty of distance, but not the accuracy. Is the referee going to bring it back? I don't think so. The advantage, and Ronan Fox's effort is going to count as a wide.
Yeah, it's going to count as wide, and that's the fourth wide for St Clair's. And you get the feeling that another score is necessary for St Clair's to see this this game out. They're currently leading by 3 points. There's less than 10 minutes to play, and I just get the feeling that they do need that extra score and put that. And good play by Jack Attard.
He was fouled twice in that particular incident.
Wins the free there for St Clair's and gives them an opportunity to build again.
Owen McLaughlin, the ball was played back to him, and Owen McLaughlin now kicks a lovely ball in towards the edge of the exclusion zone, and well taken there by Sinan Kelly. Sinan switches it back to Owen McLaughlin, who continued on the attack. Oh. He's wearing number 4. With all due respect, that's probably a cornerback's finish. Yeah. It's wide number 6, is it for them?
Wide number 5 for St Clair's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 7 wides to 5 now at the minute, and there's 3 wides in a row now for St Clair's that they badly needed to get the score there.
And the ball is broken down again, and St Clair's have it once more. The man wearing number 20, Matthew Spears, the only sub that they brought in so far, has played it down to the forward line, and they've won the free in. Quick delivery inside, and in fairness to Sinan Kelly, with Jack coming out, Sinan is a good, decent target in there.
Oh, he certainly is. He certainly is. He's every bit as good. He's every bit as good as Jack was at his age. Now, in fairness, bear in mind, he's 2 years younger than Jack. He's still only an under 16, Sinan Kelly, in that. But it's an opportunity now for Jack Kelly. And as I said, you just get the feeling that St Clair's need to get that extra score and just give themselves a little bit of breathing room as Ennis Tymon make yet another change.
Yeah, Ryan Kelly, number 23, is coming in for them. Number 23 is coming in for them there. Jack Lavin, number 23, and number 4, I think, was it Gavin Towie that was the player who has made way for them. Right now, all eyes are going to be on Jack Kelly.
Jack Kelly, yeah.
Huge, huge free from the ground again. Left of centre, back to the stand. And he kicked that one poorly by Jack standards, and has got out to the left and wide.
And John, that's 4 wides in as many minutes. You know, this last 3 or 4 minutes has been an opportunity, a big opportunity, to kill the game for St Clair's. They haven't done it.
Yeah, 6 wides for them now at the moment. The goalkeeper about to take the kick out here for Innes Diamond. That's Jack Gallagher. Jack Gallagher placing the ball on the tee on the 21-metre line. One of the management team from Innes Diamond has come in there. The member of the management team that has come in, well, for them, it was Lawrence Healy. Definitely wasn't Tara Wren. Lawrence Healy, the bearded member of the management team, who has got in there, and he's checked out to see what's going on, and it's going to be played to continue again. St Clair's on the attack once more. They've walked the ball down to the far side of the field. Zach Gethings has it. He plays it inside to Jack Kelly. Jack Kelly is 14 metres out from goal, cutting in from the far side of the field. He needs some support. McMorrow has made the run, so too has Ronan Fox. Still is Jack Kelly onto the left boot, gets the shot away, and Jack Kelly has sent it over the bar. 8 points for Jack Kelly. We thought he could have passed. He took the shot, and what a score.
I thought he'd missed the opportunity, because both Zach Gethings and I think it was Jack Attard were in space there. And
11 points to 7. Yeah. St Clair's lead by 11 points to 7. Jack Kelly has hit 8 points in an absolutely cracking game of football. It's come back out again here to Conor Byrne, wearing number 12 for Innes Diamond, and on the attack. He plays the ball inside here to the forward, who has a nameless effort that's got in there and gone out to the wrong side of the post and wide. It was Dara McGrory who came on. That was his first shot at goal. And you know, something is one he probably won't want to watch back the video on. He completely miscued it.
He had more time than he thought there. He could have taken a bit more time than that. Maybe try and get himself onto his right foot if that's where he wanted to go. But short kick out to Sean Brady, and an opportunity for Manor to build again from the back.
11 points to 7. St Clair's comprehensive lead against Innes Diamond. The stopwatch is telling us 54 minutes played here over in the second period of play. The clock on the far side of the stopwatch concur. It's St Clair's who are on the attack again, and the ball has come out to Owen McLaughlin. McLaughlin, the cornerback, plays it into his midfielder, Bailey McBride. He's hit a point, but he's lost the ball. An opportunity now here for Innes Diamond, if they can get Burke in here, and an opportunity for them, and they manage to recycle the ball back out, and it's in the back of the net. It was Jack Cullinan who sent an unstoppable shot into the corner of the net. It came from a mistake on the St. Clair's team. They lost possession, and Jack Cullinan has scored a crucial goal. Innes Diamond 1-7, St. Clair's 11 points, one between them, Martin.
Therein lies the dangers of playing the ball back across your own goals. And it's a free to St. Clair's on this occasion. On that occasion, and it's a good ball in here towards Jack Kelly. He's been fouled in there, and it's been spotted by John Gilmartin. It's going to be a free from about 45 yards out. I would suggest Jack Kelly's going to put this on the ground maybe and have a go at goals from there.
Absolutely. John Gilmartin explaining exactly why he has given the free, but that goal from Jack Cullinan has put the cat well and truly among the pigeons. It's put a cat the size of Garfield among the pigeons at this stage, and it's going to be a free 45 metres out from the goal. Connor Burke is doing it on one end. Jack Kelly has been doing it consistently at the other. He's hit 8 points. He's placed the ball about a metre or so inside the 45 metre line. He's about 15, 20 feet in from the sideline, main stand side of the field, and he's going short. Plays the ball in there towards the Sennan. He was looking to take the mark. Referee tells him play on. He gets the ball under control. Good play inside from Sennan Kelly now. He's trying to cut in field. The tackling is robust. Jack is up to support him. Sennan holds on to possession. He kicks the ball back to Owen McLaughlin. Owen McLaughlin is outside the 45 metre line. It's nerve wracking stuff now at the minute here. Lovely piece of play from Ronan Fox. Gets the pass inside, and they've walked it into Evan Gilligan. Evan Gilligan loses the ball, and it is time to have it back. Oh, thrill a minute. What a game of football. The stopwatch tells us 56-22, and Jack Kelly has won it back. And Jack Kelly what an effort! And the goalkeeper keeps it in play. What an effort of Jack Kelly. But Jack Gallagher kept it in, but he's lost it. And it's a goal! No, it's wide. Oh, there was a chance and he's kicked it wide. Oh, what about that? There's a change taking place for Innes Diamond as well. Number 22 is coming in for them, Daniel Healy. But Martin McGowan, explain what happened there.
Well, John, it's hard to put into words. Kamikaze defending, you would have to say, on behalf of Innes Diamond. They lost possession of the ball. That ball came across the goals, and I can't see quite who it was. I think it might have been Carl Gettins trying to get his foot, trying to get his foot to the ball. And there was nobody in the goals from about 4 yards out. But unfortunately, the ball was coming too quick across the goals, and he couldn't get good contact on it, and the ball went harmlessly wide. It was a massive opportunity, but a moment before that, Jack Kelly took a shot from a...
Ryan Kelly is about to come in. This changes all over the place. Jordy McMahon is coming in as well on the other team for Innes Diamond, but I see Jack Kelly warming up down there for St. Clair's comprehensive. The stopwatch is telling us 57-32. It's Innes Diamond on the attack. They've walked the ball down to Kaelin, again to the inside forward line, looking to bring it in there with Daniel Healy. Daniel Healy transfers it back. It's back with Conor Burke. Is this the equaliser? It's in and over the bar, and Conor Burke has kicked the Loveland score. 58 minutes almost gone in the second period of play, and that in fact is the lead score for them, is it?
Yeah, no, it's a level game. It's a level game. 1-8 to 11. Yeah, and John, we've 2 minutes exactly to play in this game. It really could go anywhere at this point.
1-8 to 11 points. The teams are level at this moment in time, and we're 58 minutes and 13 seconds into the second half. It's St. Clair's who are on the attack. This could go either way. Down to Jack Kelly again. Jack Kelly moving in field. He gets the pass outside. There's possibilities for St. Clair's, and it's kicked in and over the bar by their number 20. It's Matthew Spears, who is sitting in an armour. It's St. Clair's who lead by 1-8 to 12, and Matthew Spears, super sub, has sent them into the lead.
Yeah, 90 seconds left to play. It's end-to-end stuff, John. I mean, two teams that have left it all out on the field as a big turnover, but unfortunately for St. Clair's, there was a foul on the Ennis Tymon man coming out there. The referee was playing a good advantage, and Ennis Tymon turned the ball over, but it's back now for a free on their own 45 for Ennis Tymon.
We're into the final minute of normal time. I don't know what stoppage time is going to be added on. Number 23, Ryan Kelly.
First cousin of Jack and Sennan from the Drumahair Club.
Here he comes. He's on the field. It's a crucial stage of the match here. Who's going to come off? Did we spot anyone coming off there for St. Clair's? As of yet, Shane Ward is looking to get instructions onto his team as well. We're all the time ticking down into the final minute. St. Clair's are bringing a player off. Who's coming off there for them? Well, I'm just watching down on the sideline to see what's happening down there. There seems to be a bit of a mix-up. Jack Kelly came over to the sideline, but it's not him.
No, it's number 11. It's
Zach Gettings. Zach Gettings is coming off, and Jack Kelly, has he got a bit of blood or something on his... No, he's gone back in. I was just wondering why Jack Kelly came over, and he had a chat with Shane Ward.
Zach Gettings is coming off.
1-8 to 12. It is Diamond 1-8, and St. Clair's comprehensive 1 leading by 1 point. 12 points to 1-8. It's absolutely a thrilling game of football.
60 minutes up, John, and we're in the discretion of the referee.
All up to the discretion of the match referee now at this stage. And again, it's Innes Diamond who bring it forward.
Again, they walked the ball down inside here towards Keelan Hogan, looking to hold on to possession. Back out it comes here to the man who's wearing number 18, Dara McGorty, for them. Dara McGorty playing the ball outside him. Into the mix now, once again, comes to number 26, Jonathan Cullinan. Cullinan plays it outside to the corner forward. The corner forward is Jack Cullinan, the man who got the goal. He's gone deep. Jack Gallagher is the goalkeeper. He's way out in the opposition half of the field now at the moment. Innes Diamond come in search of the equalising score. The ball drops 21 metres out from goal. And back there to try and get it is Carl Gethings. And this back at the St. Clair's comprehensive side again. They know they need to walk the ball out the field quickly. They've got the ball with the midfielder, Ronan Fox. He sends it across to the far side. Back there now, I think Jack Kelly has gone deep. The goalkeeper for Innes Diamond is frantically trying to get back. The pass goes forward, and Jack Gallagher was in the right place at the right time. 3 minutes of additional time to be added on at the end of the second half. One of those have gone. 3 minutes to be added on, and Innes Diamond trail by 1 point. The ball comes across here to the fullback for Innes Diamond. Once again, Conor Wren, he's joint captain of the team. Conor Wren to the man wearing number 22. That's Daniel Heaney. Daniel Heaney down to the inside forward line, racing in to get possession. Ball goes out over the sideline. Sideline ball for St. Clair's and Banner Hamilton. Oh, what about the supporters here? What about the supporters at home? Martin McGowan, this is gripping.
Possession is vital here for St. Clair's. They need to hold on to possession of this ball, not give it away. Where's he going to go with this ball? Down the line, I would suggest it's the best.
But it's gone Morris in towards that central area. Ball won back here again by Alex Layton. Alex Layton plays it outside him. In now to the mix. There comes out Joe Concannon once more. Concannon gets the fisted pass inside. Opportunities here now once more for Sinan Kirby. Sinan Kirby, the man who's wearing 13. He came on as a sub. He gives it back to Jack Gallagher. The goalkeeper looks the coolest customer out there on the field, and he's a long way from home. And the ball is played again to the far side of the field. Again, there's possibilities here now for Innes Diamond. If they walk the ball into a central position, they've got men over on this near side of the field. Will anyone be brave to take the shot? Daniel Healy, they're looking for Burke. Now they've got the ball inside. This could be the score that could see it. It's kicked in over the bar. It's the midfielder. It's Colin Breen who has levelled the game again. Colin Breen, a point from play. Goal and 9 for Innes Diamond. 12 points for St. Clair's comprehensive of Manor Hamilton. It's got extra time written all over.
Oh, 30 seconds left. There's nothing over yet, John. St. Clair's go short with the ball. It's won by Sean Brady, but they're under pressure here, taking the ball out as Jack Kelly gets the ball and he comes down the line on his own 45 metre line. They need him further up the field. They don't want to lose possession up here now. They have to keep possession of this ball now and switch play.
We're about 15 seconds, 5 seconds in fact, away from the 3 minutes bit up. There might be one more opportunity. It comes to Evan Gilligan here, the centre half back for St. Clair's. They walk possession down to Sinan Kelly. Sinan Kelly switches it to the far side of the field. The amateur whistlers are all around us. The ball is back with Luke Farrell. It's St. Clair's who are on the attack. They're inside the 45 metre line. They're heading to the 21 metre line. There might be one last chance if they get the ball inside. Ronan Fox is up at it. Possibilities here on this near side to Jack Kelly. He could win it here. He beats a man. Jack Kelly onto the left boot. He's played the pass inside. Possibilities here for St. Clair's to win an All-Ireland title. Shot comes in, but it goes in and it goes wide. Oh, there was a possibility there for them. I'm not sure, was it?
It was Ryan Kelly.
It was. Oh,
it was Ryan Kelly had the opportunity there.
Ryan
to win the
Kelly.
Game.
He had the shot in the end.
And
I
thought
wide.
Jack Kelly was going to pull the trigger himself. Maybe he should have. You know, he had that bit of a breeze behind him, but he probably didn't want to take the chance. We're 4 minutes into that time. I would imagine John Gilmartin is going to blow. No, he's letting play go on.
He's letting play go on. And the kick out has been taken, and it lands just shy of the 45-meter line again. Is there going to be a chance for either team here? It's back with Innes Diamond once more. They've got possibilities now with Dara McGorty. He plays the ball inside dangerously, and it's a free in. It's a free in. Connor Burke was fouled on the edge
of
the
exclusion
zone.
We're way over the out of time, and there's an opportunity now for Innes Diamond to win it at the death.
They could win it here with the last kick of the game. There's a yellow card shown to one of the St. Clair's players, but it's going to be heartbreak here, a possibility of heartbreak here if Connor Burke can kick this one over the bar.
He's after definitely gaining a few yards there.
And we're 4 minutes and 40 seconds. A minute and 40 seconds, along with the 3 minutes of additional time, has been added on. Oh, this will be heartbreaking. And Conor Burke has got the opportunity to win it for Innes Diamond. He steps up. He kicks the ball. It's on the way.
Wide ball.
And it's gone wide. Would you believe it?
Oh, Martin, he's kicked it wide.
He has kicked it wide. He hasn't missed much all day, but I have to be honest and say that was a very soft free. It was a minute and a half over the 3 minutes that John Gilmartin had allocated. So in any case, both teams live to fight. Both teams live to fight now for extra time. We're going to have a pulsating battle, John, because that's what it has been from end to end. You have to admire Ennis Diamond. 8 minutes to go, 4 points down. They never gave up and they kept pushing to the very end. And even when they got level, it was again St. Clair's came back up the field, went a point up again. There was opportunities on both teams to win this game. They're both going to have to wait until extra time.
Well, the two teams are gone to the dressing rooms for the chance to regroup, a chance maybe to set out their stall for extra time. We'll bring you the extra time. It's an absolutely amazing game. It's finished at the end of normal time. Ennis Diamond, 1 goal and 9 points. Ennis Diamond Community School, 1 goal and 9. St. Clair's Comprehensive Manor Hamilton, 12 points. We're going into extra time here, Daniel. It's been a truly remarkable game. It's not over yet. We've got more drama. We've got more action to come. But for a moment or two, let's hand back to you in studio.
John, thank you very much. And indeed, Martin McGowan. Right, we are going to go back over to Toom, to John Lynch and Martin McGowan for the first half of extra time between St. Clair's Comprehensive School of Manor Hamilton and Ennis Tymon Community School of Clare in the Mesita All-Ireland Post-Primary School Senior Boys C football final. Over to you, John.
Oh, thank you very much indeed, Daniel. We've just about regained our breath here after what was a pulsating finish to the end of normal time. 1 goal and 9 in Ennis Tymon Community School. St. Clair's Comprehensive of Manor Hamilton, 12 points. And the men from Clare have come back out onto the field for the second half. The referee, John Gilmartin, is back out onto the pitch. All we're waiting is for Shane Ward and Adam McBaron's team to arrive for the first period of extra time. Martin McGowan is alongside me. We've, as I've always, had the pleasure, Martin, of witnessing many great games at this particular famous venue over the years. You know, something for sheer excitement and drama, this game, and for the quality of football as well, is right up there.
Oh, it certainly is. It was end-to-end stuff, and you have to admire Ennis Diamond. You know, in the first half, playing with the breeze, they really didn't click at all, to be perfectly honest with you, John. St. Clair's dominated possession of the ball. They used it very well. They found their man in Jack Kelly. In the second half, they took a gamble. They put a second man back on Jack Kelly, and everybody else out the field lifted their game. And to be honest with you, in the first 7-8 minutes of the second half, they completely dominated St. Clair's. They kicked 3 early wides in that second half. St. Clair's looked to have weathered the storm and kicked on and went 4 points up. And there was a period of about 5 minutes, John, where St. Clair's kicked 4 wides, one after the other. Any two of them, any one of them, John, would probably have won the game for St. Clair's. But in any case, you have to say, both goals lived a charmed life. Eventually, it was a wonderful finish for a goal by Jack Cullinan that brought Ennis Tymon charging right back into this game. And we're right back in the melting pot now as we're getting ready to start extra time.
Well, St. Clair's are back out onto the field, as you can probably hear the huge welcome that they're getting from their supporters. The respective captains are out there at the minute, and they're gone through the toss for the first period of extra time. And I think that St. Clair's are going to be playing against the breeze.
No, with the breeze. With the breeze, John.
With the breeze.
It was Ennis Tymon won the toss.
And they're going to play with the wind in the second half.
No, they're going to play against the breeze.
Make the argument that the team that have played against the breeze has done better.
Yeah, absolutely, surely. And I suppose, you know, they're looking at that last maybe 10 minutes of the game when there's going to be an awful lot of tired legs. Make no mistake about, fatigue is going to play a part in this game as we enter this final 20 minutes, and we'll see what happens. If it's a draw after extra time, I wonder, they'll hardly decide an All-Ireland final on penalties. I don't think so now. Maybe it will be on penalties, we're just being told here by one of the officials, so we could be looking for a long evening here yet, John.
Yeah, definitely could be in for a long evening. The first period of extra time is underway and the ball is thrown in and away we go, and it's early possession here to St. Clair's of Comprehensive of Manor Hamilton. They're playing with the aid of the breeze, as Martin mentioned, in the first period of extra time, so they're going to want to try and maybe build up a little bit of an advantage, but I could make the argument that momentum has probably swung the way of Ennis Diamond in the closing stages of normal time. time, definitely in the second half as well. And it's going to be a sideline ball for St. Clair's over on the far side of the field.
Yeah, very clever from Jack Kelly there. He went to take the free quickly, knowing that he was never going to be aiming at anybody. And there was just a raft of Ennis Diamond men in front of him. And now the ball has been brought inside the 45, and it's now become a kickable free with the breeze.
Yeah, it's a very quick piece of thinking indeed from him. Something that the great Tony McManus used to be famous for doing many moons ago. I witnessed him doing it several occasions. And that's exactly what young Jack Kelly did there. Great piece of thinking. Kicked the ball straight at the Ennis Diamond player. And now he's got the free here from inside the 45-meter line. He's going to have the wind on his back. He's going to kick it from the hands. Great atmosphere. Plenty of knives. Kelly gets the shot in, dropping in from Jack Kelly, but it's gone out to the wrong side of the post and wide. It's the first wide in extra time.
Yeah, and that's 10 wides now for St. Clair's. St. Clair's actually had 7 wides in the second half to 5 from Ennis Diamond. So it's actually 9, it's now 10-8 in wides to St. Clair's. So they've had opportunities, they just haven't been able to finish this game off.
And now the kick out is going to be taken here once again from the 21-meter line. I see some of the subs there for St. Clair's warming up as well down under us. Number 17, Patrick Nolan, been told by the management team to go for a little bit of a run as well. Ball has been kicked out in towards the midfield area. One again here by Colin Breen, who is the player who has picked it up there for Innes Diamond. Ball played down towards the direction here of Daniel Healy. Daniel Healy, 45 metres out from goal, gets the pass back to Colin Breen once more. Breen at the edge of the exclusion zone, trying to barge his way through, and the possession won back here again by Evan Gilligan for St. Clair's. Comprehensive, and now they're on the move once more. Carl Gethings is the man in possession. Gethings plays it across to the far side to his wing back. His wing back is Keane McMorrow from the St. Patrick's Drummer Hair Club. McMorrow has sent the ball across to the far side of the field here, and again possession won, surrendered a little bit too easily there by Ryan Kelly, you could argue, and it's back once again with Innes Diamond, still waiting for the opening score of the first period of extra time. It's as you are at full time. 1-9 for Innes Diamond and 12 points for St. Clair's. Comprehensive. It's the mid from Innes Diamond and Clare who have possession at the moment. Again, they're switching the ball from left to right. It comes over here to this near side of the field. Making the run forward there was Jack Cullinan. He's going to play it outside him here to the number 22. That's Daniel Healy. Daniel Healy, 21 metres out from goal on the 14-metre line now. Daniel Healy back to Cullinan. Holds up possession. Waits for support to arrive. Eventually, it's coming there from Daniel Brody. Daniel Brody with the fisted pass to Colin Burke. Back out of field it goes once more. St. Clair's dropping plenty of bodies back. Tired legs out there now at the minute as we go into extra time. Both teams left everything, and I mean that, absolutely everything on the field in the 60 minutes that treated us to a fantastic game. So the levels of attrition is going to be a big factor here. The fitness levels are going to be a big factor, and the levels of intensity are probably going to drop. Now there's a shot coming in from distance. It's a long way out. It's dropping in and dropping over the bar for Innes Diamond. They've kicked the opening score on the first period of extra time.
Yeah, I think that was Dunico O'Dwyer. A magnificent kick from long range against the breeze, and that is the first score of the second half of extra time, and puts Ennis Diamond a point up. And John, first time in the game Ennis Diamond have gone into the lead. St. Clair's have led from start to the end of this game, but now, oh, that's great play by Ronan Fox there.
13 points to 12 Innes Diamond by 1, but here comes St. Clair's on the attack, and they walk the ball quickly down the field to Ryan Kelly. Ryan Kelly inside to Sinan Kelly. Sinan trying to take on his marker. Oh, he was trying to get the pass away. He goes to ground. He eventually did get the pass away, but he's been injured in the process. He's down needing some treatment, and the referee John Gilmartin eventually blows the whistle. Well, the foul was conceded on Jack Arthur, and it's going to be a free in.
Yeah, and you can see
it's
there
cramp.
It's cramp. Sinan Kelly went down with cramp. He didn't quite get a full fist on that ball, but in any case, Jack it hard. Once you're going down on the ball, if you get any sort of a nudge at all, the referee's always going to give you a free. It really was a silly free to give away, because there was 3 other Ennis Diamond men around him, and now it's an opportunity from 30 yards straight in front of the goals for Jack Kelly to level things up again.
It's a big kick coming up from Jack. All the time his brother is receiving treatment, Jack is kicking the ball in. You'd expect him to nail it from here, and he's done exactly that. Jack Kelly sends it in and sends it over the bar. The teams are level. The Innes Diamond lead was short-lived. The Manor Hamilton men are back in level terms. It's 1-10-13 points. And Sinan Kelly is up, and he's moving, not moving too freely. But after a dose of cramp like that, it's going to take it a minute or two to be able to, well, run it off. The kick out has been taken out into the middle of the field. The Innes Diamond are picking up a lot of possession in that particular sector at present. Again, they're going to walk the ball over here towards this near side of the field. Bringing it forward again there now. was McNally for them. Out more, it comes to Ronan Carr. He's holding on to possession here, looking now to try and get that ball back once more. Innes Diamond again in possession. Ball had been brought forward here, up to a scoreable position here if they can get Concannon on the end of the move. But good play from St. Clair's, comprehensive. They've overturned possession and they've won it back again. Luke Farrell is the man who was wearing number 7. He gives the pass to Matthew Spears. He hit a point after coming in. He hit the last point in normal time for St. Clair's. We were wondering at the time would it have been enough to have won it, but Innes Diamond came back and got level and could have won it themselves at a late free. 1-10-13, the scoreline remains. Ronan Fox bringing the ball down through the centre. Fox now maybe in a little bit more space to exploit in the second period, or the first period of extra time. Gives it to Evan Gilligan. Evan Gilligan to Bailey McBride. Bailey McBride has also hit a point, the midfielder. He looked to try and take the return pass here. Instead, it's going to come out to Owen McLachlan. 45 metres out from goal. They're playing with the aid of the breeze. Jack Arthard, he kicks it in again there towards the direction of Kelly. It goes in the inside forward line. Possession won here. Sinan Kelly again trying to hold on to it. Or Jack Kelly, I should say, trying to hold on to it. Looking for possession inside. St. Clair's are holding on to it. It's with Jack Kelly.
That's going to be a free in.
It is a free in. Well spotted.
Clear pull of the jersey there. Absolutely, you know, really criminal, really. There was absolutely no need. Again, that's two fouls that have been committed by Innes Diamond that they had absolutely no need to commit because there was lots of men around Jack Kelly. But it was wonderful play by Jack to hold on to that ball and to create the opportunity. Now it's Jack Attard off his left foot with an opportunity to put St. Clair's ahead again.
Here he comes. Jack Kelly kicks the ball in. Jack Attard. In it goes from Jack Kelly.
Jack
and that's Attard, in and over
Jack
the
Attard.
Bar.
Jack Attard got that score.
Second best over the bar.
No, Jack Attard scored the goal.
My apologies. Yeah. Good point from him, Jack Attard. Good point from him. He took it really well. He slotted it in between the posts and over the bar. It's another point. It makes it 14 points to 1-10. How significant is that to regain the lead again?
Scores are at a premium in extra time. You see it. 4 or 5 points generally in extra time over 20 minutes is generally enough to win it. So that's 2 points on the board. Can they tag on another couple of points before half time and put a bit of a gap between the teams?
Yeah, 1-10-14 and a point between the team. Remember that St. Clair's are playing with the aid of the breeze in the first period of extra time, and 7.5 minutes of that first period has already elapsed. That's the first time they looked at the clock. I can't believe that we're 7.5 minutes into it. It's been end-to-end stuff. In possession again there is Donegal Dwyer. Plays the ball on the 45-metre line here now as Innes Diamond again look to build here from the back. Dull day in Tuam Stadium. Typical day that you would see at the beginning of March. It's Innes Diamond who have possession once more, and they walk the ball now into a more advantageous position here. Up towards the edge of this, the exclusion zone they go. That's the traditional exclusion zone. Two semicircles on the field. One in use today. That is going to be a free out for St. Clair's comprehensive.
Yeah, touched on the ground there by Innes Diamond. They have to now be careful here and not try and focus on playing the ball across their own goals. They have to move it forward as quickly as possible.
Yeah, getting the ball forward as quickly as possible has to be the order of the day here, and it's Matthew Spears is in possession once more. They just need another couple of scores. You get the feeling it could be a long final period playing against the breeze, but Luke Farrell is there, and again the pass goes astray, and again it's going to be won back by Innes Diamond. They would love to be going in at parity going into the final period of extra time, and again they've got the ball inside here to the danger man. Conor Burke is the man I'm talking about. He's 21 metres out. He's 14 metres out from goal. He's close enough to the sideline. He kicks it back here to Colin Breen. Colin Breen is a nice stylish player. He's strong. He's running forward. Yeah. He goes to ground, and John Gilmartin said he was fouled. He gives him the benefit of the advantage. Not really ensuing, and now he's going to bring it back, and it's going to be a free from a hugely scoreable position that should maybe restore parity with a minute left in the first period of extra time.
14 yards out, about 15 yards to the right of the goal, suitable for a left footed kicker. And I suppose the question all Innes Diamond people would have been asking themselves at the end of the game, the last free in ordinary time, Conor Burke, we've seen him off the left foot all day long. He tried to kick one off his right foot off the outside of his boot.
Innes Diamond players receiving treatment at the moment as well. I see Zach Gettings is coming back in. Zach Gettings is coming in, and Sinan Kelly is coming off. Obviously, Sinan Kelly struggling with that cramp.
Yeah, cramp.
That's a big factor in that decision, but Zach Gettings is back in now. Situation, of course, he had a yellow card. Had he? He had. No. I think he was one of the players.
No, he wasn't. No, Carl Curnane was on the other card.
Carl Curnane was on the other card. And Zach Gettings is back on wearing number 11. And now we're going to have this free for Innes Diamond that could level the game up at 1-11-14 points. It's a big kick. It's landed in and over the bar. And it's that man, Conor Burke, who has done it. What's his personal tally at the minute?
7 points for Conor Burke, points. Yeah. 9 points for Jack Kelly. It's been a real shootout. 1 minute.
1 minute.
At a time.
9-7-1, the figures. 9 for Jack Kelly. 7 for Conor Burke. 1 minute of additional time to be added on at the end of the first period of play. Possession won back here once again by Innes Diamond. Again, they have possession, and again, it's Colin Breen, the man who has it. Breen switches it across to the far side of the field. This will take an almighty effort, you feel now, from St. Clair's to get across the line in this one. The momentum, the possession has been dominated by Innes Diamond, but still St. Clair's are very much alive in this game with 10 minutes of extra time to be played. And that's a tired tackle going in from Evan Gilligan on the Innes Diamond player, and Evan Gilligan is going to pick up a yellow card for himself.
Yeah,
here,
yeah,
at least
all day long a yellow card, all day long a yellow card. There's going to be no dispute about that.
Well, the Innes Diamond player has gone to ground.
It's 43 metres out against the breeze. They're bringing up the goalkeeper. We've seen the goalkeeper in the second half against the breeze, John, slotting one over the bar. Can he slot a second one over the bar?
This will be a big one for him. And Evan Gilligan has picked up that yellow card as well. Has to be a little bit careful here, yeah, for the remainder of the...
St. Clair's just wouldn't want to switch off now. There's 3-4 Innes Diamond players there, all loose. And, I mean, there's 2 Innes Diamond players running in towards goals there. Nobody is picking them up.
Well, if he wanted to go short of it, but yeah. I think the body language of the goalkeeper is he's going to fancy himself here to have a go at this one. Goalkeeper's probably watching the likes of Rory Beggin and all these goalkeepers in recent times, getting ready to start the free. Almost Cluxton-like as he comes up. Strikes the ball. This one's going to drop out to the left of the post and wide. Goalkeeper's right.
Half
and
time.
An opportunity comes and an opportunity goes, and it remains 1-11-14, and 10 minutes have elapsed, and the referee has blown the whistle. Yeah.
He's blown the whistle there. So look at, John, in this second half, I think the team that gets 2 points wins this game. It's that tight, honestly. There's not that much really between either of the two teams. You know, both teams will look at missed chances throughout the games. They've been two very evenly matched teams, you have to say, in fairness. St. Clair's will rue not finishing the game off when they were 4 points up. As I said, they kicked 4 points, 4 wides in 5 minutes in the last 12, 13 minutes of the game when the game was there to be taken, and they didn't just drive home their advantage. And you have to admire Innes Diamond for coming back into it. But this game is still in the balance, John. It's going to be a real battle, a real slog for whatever team can do it.
Well, the two teams are gathering in huddles. I don't think they're going to go into the dressing room or anything like that. So it's going to be a very quick turnaround here in Tuam Stadium. Daniel, I leave it entirely up to your own discretion. At the minute here, the two teams in a huddle, and we should be back underway here inside a minute or two. But if you want to cut in with an update or a scoreline or anything like that, feel free. In the meantime, Martin, we'll continue on here with the analysis on it as well, as the most momentum that we're probably
John, thank
about.
You very much. I will just jump in there very quickly. Just an update on the Six Nations. It is remains scoreless between Ireland and France with 17 minutes gone. Ireland have had control of much of the game. They did cross the line, but unfortunately try did not count. It was held up. They were back on the attack a couple of minutes later, and a ball got loose. Dupois ran the length of the pitch at the Aviva to go across the line, but that too was disallowed for a knock-on in the build-up to that one. So remains scoreless at the Aviva Stadium. 18 minutes gone in that game. Nottingham Forest, they're going to end the weekend third in the Premier League thereafter, beating Manchester City by a 0-0. Callum Hudson-Odoi scored the only goal of the game to take them 4 points clear of the defending champions. Liverpool will move 16 points clear at the top of the table with victory at home to bottom side Southampton for today's 3 o'clock games. And I do think that they are ready to go for second half of injury to extra time in Tuam. It's St. Clair's Comprehensive School, Manor Hampton versus Ennis Time. And back over to John and to Martin.
Daniel, thank you very much indeed. Just absolutely love that French accent you have there on the rugby as well. You know, something taught us Emmanuel Macron that we're probably listening to there for a moment or two. But in any case, Martin McGowan is alongside me here. We're getting ready for the second period of extra time to get underway here. 1-11-14 points. There's an 7. There's another change about to be made. Which side is it, Martin?
I'm not sure. I think possibly on the Innes Diamond team, maybe. I'm just looking around me here.
I don't see. I'm looking for Luke Farrell. I see Luke Farrell out there, so it must be on the Ennis Tymon team.
Yeah, and the referee, John Gilmartin, is throwing in the ball. So away we go in the final 10 minutes of extra time in this game. Possession won here right at the start of the second period of extra time by St. Clair's Comprehensive. Remember, an awful lot of the best football here has been played by the team against the Breeze. Let's hope from a Banner Hamilton perspective it continues that way. Ronan Fox trying to bring the ball forward, succeeds in doing so, gets the pass outside him there to Matthew Spears. Here's an early opportunity right at the start of the second half, but the shot goes in but out to the wrong side of the post and wide, and it's going to be another kick out here as there another change was about to take place. Number four was about to come back in there, Gavin Towey.
The referee is bringing the ball back for a free there. There was a foul on the before the last pass. I think it was Ronan Fox played the last pass. He was fouled as he was playing it, and Matthew Spears took the shot. The referee was allowing an advantage. So this is against the Breeze.
This is 55 yards out. A big, big kick coming in against the Breeze, and Kelly is going to put it on the ground. Well, his body language would suggest to me that if somebody made a run and went short, he'd gladly hit them with it now at this stage.
I don't know that there's enough St. Clair's bodies in there. This would be a big, big kick against the Breeze. Oh, he got cramp. Just as he was about to kick it, he got cramp.
Well, he just went down as he was about to run up and kick down, and I thought he was moving a little bit funny and maybe that he was looking for somebody short, but then all of a sudden he has gone down absolutely in a heap with cramp. And I suppose that the way that he's walked in this game, you can see why number 15 is coming off, Jack Cullinan, the man that got the goal, and number 4 is coming in, Gavin Towney, for the Innes Diamond team. So that's the change that they're making at the moment. Cullinan's goal absolutely crucial, and Joshua Daniels, who missed a great chance of a goal, is coming on, and Colin Breen, who has walked tremendously hard, is coming off. And the Innes Diamond team, well, they've definitely been the busier of the two when it comes to bringing in subs.
They've been utilising the subs bench a bit more. It has to be said, Innes Diamond School, you know, I just counted it up there, feeding to 9 clubs. There's 9 clubs represented on the Innes Diamond team. On the starting 15 and on the subs so far, there's only been two clubs for some years. Now I do see one man from Shannon Gales and Cavan there on the bench there for St. Clair's, but now they're playing on.
Well,
and
Jack Kelly is still receiving treatment, but they've had to take the free and they've had to go back into their own half of the field almost, so they kicked it, but they do manage to retain possession. Kian McMorrow is the man who held on to possession. Now the referee has spotted another foul inside.
There was a foul, and this is going to be
an awful lot closer, Martin.
Yeah, well, this is just on the 45.
It's 45. I thought it was maybe from where the referee was standing, but in fact, it's on the 45.
Jack Arthard is going to take it.
Big kick from him. If he could land this one over the bar, it would give them something to aim for. The talisman is still receiving treatment. Jack Arthard is about to kick the free. And Arthard now getting ready to strike this one, and he's going to go back and he's going to give it to Keane McMorrow. Back to Jack Arthard again. Skips inside his marker. Still needs that support. Gives the pass back out to Bailey McBride. Bailey McBride at the fisted pass and almost was there to take a return. Jack Kelly momentarily gets up, but he's gone back down to the ground again. He has put so much effort into this. You can really see the impact that the cramp is having on him. Sean Brady is in possession. They're momentarily down to 14 players. A tug on the jersey and Luke Farrell, referee, allowing the advantage again. In fairness to John Gilmartin, he spotted absolutely everything and he's given the advantage rule good use today as well. Owen McLaughlin holds on to possession. He's 45 metres out from goal. Ball walked across to this near side of the field. Kelly is still on the ground and still receiving treatment for that cramp issue that he has. All the time, Manor Hamilton holds on to possession. Zach Gethings bringing the ball forward. Out it comes here to the corner forward. Jack Arthard, eventually they get the shot in.
Oh, what a great score!
Jack Arthard, turn point of the match.
Yeah. Wonderful point from Jack Arthard, just when they needed it. And bear in mind, the last 3 minutes they've been playing with only 14 players because Jack Kelly is still down on the field. He's still getting the
15 points to 111. They lead by one. Jack Kelly is still receiving treatment. But what about that for a score?
Oh, wonderful score. And you know, he did absolutely the right thing from 45 metres. That was too far to kick that free. They held possession of the ball. They're under pressure now.
Innes Diamond, Jack Lavin again is bringing the ball forward here for them now. They're inside the 45. Bitter line again. You cannot really take your eyes off this for a moment. Daniel Brody with the fisted pass to Lewis Griffin. Lewis Griffin is 45 metres out from the opposition goal. He's looking for a free. Referee allowing him advantage. Oh, wonderful run by Lewis Griffin. He plays the ball outside him. Looking to take the return here. Innes Diamond looking for the possibility of getting an equalising score almost immediately. They manage to hold on to possession. Ball eventually comes back to Gavin Towney. Gavin Towney switches it across to the far side. Coming into the mix here now for them is the man, I think, wearing number 25 from here, Jody McMahon. The shot comes in from the far side of the field. Dangerous man. Oh, the goalkeeper battered it down. It was battered down there by Josh Sheridan. I thought it might have been one he might have taken on the chest. It wasn't that high, but they get away with it, Martin.
They do, and it went straight to Carol Gittins, and he fed the ball to Bailey McBride. But there's been a loopy pass there, and it's a turnover, an opportunity for Innes Diamond now.
And Innes Diamond have got a great opportunity to try and level proceedings here once again. It's Dominic Griffin is the man who has got the pass away, and now the shot comes in from distance, and this time it's no mistake, and this time it's got in and over the bar, and the teams are levelling in.
Conor Burke.
Oh, it's Burke who's landed it between the posts and over the bar. And it's won 12 to 15 points. Conor Burke, who else?
Yeah, and bear in mind, I think there's only... Is there 14 players on the field for...
Well, Jack Kelly, he's almost operating as a wing forward now at this stage. Oh, over here.
Oh, there's a quick free on if he can spot it. He does. It's Ronan Fox on the ball now.
And the ball has been walked deep into the St. Clair's forward section of the field, into the offensive section. Again, they managed to get the ball inside here. They're looking to try and make some inroads. The referee is blowing the whistle. He's awarded them a free. It's about 25 metres out. It's well over to the left of centre, but yeah, it's still a chance.
It's a chance. And look at Jack Kelly. He's barely able to stand on his feet. He's limping away there. He's not going to kick this free. I'm not quite sure who's going to be kicking this free.
There's two more St. Clair's players down injured as well. One with cramp. What is another issue on the far side?
This is a big opportunity here because we're nearly 7 minutes into the second half of extra time. It looks like it could be maybe Ronan Fox going to kick this.
Well, I think there's another change about to take place. In any case, number 18 is going to be coming in for St. Clair's. That's Colm Rooney from Glencarmanor Hamilton.
Yeah, he's coming on for Carl Gettins, and Carl was one of the men down getting treatment for cramp. Again, another player that has ran himself into the ground. An opportunity now for Ronan Fox. Ronan Fox has taken over the free-taking duties for Jack Kelly. I mean, Ronan Fox, star player for the Leitrim under-16s last year when they won the Father Manning Cup. He's currently on the Leitrim minor squad that will be going into the Connacht Championship this year.
Here he comes. This is an absolutely massive kick for him over on the far side. And as usual, it's met by plenty of eyes that hope to distract
him.
It's got in and over. What a brilliant score! Oh, Ronan Fox, his second point of the game. He's kicked a free for the ages. It's 16 points to 112. It's St. Clair's by one.
Oh, man. I mean, the players are really struggling out there. And there's a ball. Oh, gone straight down the middle. And Innes Diamond win it and come on the attack again, John.
2 minutes and 15 seconds left of normal time at the end of extra time. Here they come again. Alex Layton on the attack here for Innes Diamond. Gives the ball to Donegal Dwyer. They're inside the 45-metre line. All hands to the pumps again for St. Clair's comprehensive. Ball comes back to Daniel Brody. Brody plays it to the far side, looking to get Conor Byrne, I think, who has come in there on the blind side. Innes Diamond working the ball to within 21 metres out from the goal. Back to Lewis Griffin once more. Kicked all the way across to Gavin Towney. Gavin Towney on the 45. Looks to play the ball all the way across here to the number 6, Alex Layton, the joint captain. Running off the shoulder is the other joint captain, Conor Rowan. Conor Wren plays the ball to out it comes eventually here to the number 5, Daniel Brody. The stopwatch telling us that we're 8 minutes and 40 seconds played in the second period of extra time. You can barely watch this. There's a point between the teams and it's St. Clair's, however, the 1 point advantage. But there's an opportunity of the equalising score. The ball is kicked in from distance. Dropping wide.
Well, that's the first wide in extra time for Innes Diamond. They haven't kicked a wide since the middle of the second half. They've been really economical with their shooting. We now have 1 minute plus out of time to play. St. Clair's leading by a point. I mean, this is really hearts and mouth stuff, John.
Oh, this is heart-stopping as all eyes are on Josh Sheridan and the goalkeeper. Right-footed kick out over to the far side of the field. It goes possession vital and it's won back by Innes Diamond once more. Gavin Towney, I think, was the man across there who got it for them. Gives it to Conor Wren. Numbers mean absolutely nothing at this stage. Everybody pushing forward. They've got to get an equalising score here. Alex Layton is the joint captain. We're 25 seconds of normal time at the end of extra time left. There's still possibilities for Innes Diamond. They're not panicking. Manor Hamilton have all bar one back at this stage defending now. Conor Burke has got the ball. They're 45 metres out from goal. Gavin Towning in possession. Out it comes again to Wren. They're holding on to it here in his diamond. Can they get anybody to take a shot? O'Dwyer. Just 2 minutes of additional time to be added on. 2 minutes of additional time at the end of extra time. Here come in his diamond once more. Alex Layton. Alex Layton back inside to Gavin Towney. Gavin Towney to the number seven, Lewis Griffin. Holding on to possession all the time at the minute from Clare. They've got to get a point from somewhere. Manor Hamilton have to sit tight. Again, the ball is sprayed all the way across here. We're into the 2 minutes of extra time. And it's back on the St. Clair's team. And they've won it back. And here they come forward now. Possibilities for them at this stage. As it's been brought way up the field. Tremendous run into the centre half forward. Zach Gething shouts. And Zach Gething
always
into the back of the net. A goal for St. Clair's. A goal for the Manor Hamilton men. Zach Gething's, what a run that was made by Ryan Kelly, and Zach Gething's has finished an unbelievable goal.
And John, you have to say, thoroughly deserved. What wonderful defending by St. Clair's. Ennis Diamond had that ball for 2 minutes and they could find no way through, and eventually Ryan Kelly seized on the loose ball. It was a loose pass because of the good defending. He soloed that ball 70 yards, passed it into his clubmate Zach Gething's, and very coolly Zach Gething's slotted that ball by the goalkeeper, and it's a free and out Ennis Diamond. But we're now a minute and a half into added time. There's only 30 seconds left. 4 points in it.
116 to 112. Jack Gallagher is up in the attack. Our St. Clair is about to be crowned All-Ireland champions. It's an opportunity again here for Innes Diamond, and they get the shot in, and Alex Lyon was up there, and the ball has got in. And over the bar.
And now it's all about John. It's all about John Gilmartin and his watch. We've seen in ordinary time. He signaled 3 minutes. He played 1 minute and 45 seconds over the time. He allowed an extra chance. He allowed an extra chance for Ennis Diamond to win the game.
116 to 113. Three between them.
Possession is vital.
And I make it the 2 minutes are up. At this stage now, it could go anyway. Possession won again here by St. Clair's. Ryan Kelly, what a run that he made that set up the goal. They're coming in. That's free. A free to St. Clair's. It is a free. It was Jack Arthur who was fouled between the 65 and 45 metre line. And St. Clair's are moments away from a historic All-Ireland title. Martin McGowan, just look at their supporters here in the stands. They're on their feet. They're waiting for the full-time whistle. This has been some performance of the St. Clair's lads. And they've walked the ball in again to Gethins. What a hero he is. Gets his shot in and is in and over the bar. And that surely is that. And Zach Gethings has scored 1-1 when you need it most. 117 to 113. It's going to be St. Clair's. And there it is. It's all over. St. Clair's have won themselves an All-Ireland title in the most dramatic circumstances you are ever likely to see. What a wonderful performance. What a team effort. St. Clair's 117. It is Diamond 113. It's a remarkable game. It's a remarkable day. It's a day that'll live long in the memory of St. Clair's, Martin.
What a wonderful performance. Two fantastic teams, John. But absolutely brilliant performance by St. Clair's. Thoroughly deserved their win. From 1 to 23, every man that they brought on there played their role. Ryan Kelly, an opportunity in at the end of the game to win it for St. Clair's. He didn't take his opportunity. But boy, when he got the opportunity in added time, he carried that ball 70 yards into space. And then he didn't panic. He did the right thing. He played the ball into space for Zach Gething's. And how cool was Zach Gething's? Just a little toe poke past the keeper. I mean, it just gave them the breathing room they needed again, John.
Well, once he'd done the toe poke until the ball hit the net, you know, time seemed to freeze. But it went into the net. It was one of those moments that was
going slow motion.
Celebration.
It seemed to go in slow motion, John, all right. But it was, like, you have to take your hats off to Ennis Diamond as well. What a fantastic game.
Oh, absolutely.
Game.
Like, what a performance. What a game.
4 points down, 8 minutes to go, and they roared back into this game. And really and truly, there was periods in extra time there where they looked like they were going to come back and get on top. But you have to hand it to St. Clair's. Senan Kelly, who was absolutely outstanding.
Do you know, Martin, I'm looking down there. I can see tears in a few eyes there with the St. Clair's supporters here as well. They're trying to, I suppose, take on board what they have witnessed. They've witnessed an absolutely remarkable game. They couldn't have lost it at the end of normal time. They didn't deserve to lose it at the end of normal time. They got extra time, and goodness me, they put in some performance in that extra time to register a 117-113 victory. You know, schools finals, they can be great occasions. They're heartbreaking occasions here for Innes Diamond, there's no doubt about that. But for St. Clair's Comprehensive of Manor Hamilton, this is a day, this is a date that will go down in history.
It certainly is, John. It's history for the school. It's their first All-Ireland boys title. The girls won a soccer title last year, if I'm not mistaken, in St. Clair's. You know, but this, on this occasion, it's the boys that have stepped up to the mark. There's a lot of quality in that team, John. When you look through it, as I said to you before the game started, 10 of those guys have played either development squad or minor football for Leitrim, and there's two or three of them now on the Leitrim under 20 squad. So look, there was a lot of quality out there, I thought, for the St. Clair's team. But in any case, John, you have to hand it to them. When Senan Kelly went off injured, Jack Kelly was down for about 3 minutes there with cramp, you know, trying to get back into the game, and they kept their composure. They didn't lose their cool, and that was the important thing.
There's two men I want to mention as well. Adam McBaron, the joint manager, along with Shane Ward, who I have the pleasure of knowing a long time on the GAA scene here in Leitrim. And you know something, I have to say, I'm absolutely thrilled for them. And I'm thrilled for Shane because he came through some difficult days in coaching as well. And you know, it's really brilliant to see men like that win an All-Ireland title.
Shane, without the shadow of a doubt, is one of the finest coaches in the whole of the Northwest. Sligo Leitrim from Donegal. He's currently involved with the Donegal under-20s, and I've seen them playing the Leitrim under-20s on Wednesday night there. And again, very impressive. And that's the thing that most teams, any team that Shane Ward is involved with, they're very, very impressive, John. And I mean, there today, from start to finish, St. Clair's, they never give up on the job at hand. And look at, I mean, there was great contributions from the two clubs there, indeed the three clubs there, the Shannon Gales, who had one player in there, absolutely. But I mean, look at a guy like Luke Farrell out there. Luke Farrell was a minor last year. He's on our under 20 squad this year. He's awaiting a shoulder operation, John. He's that lad is supposed to go into hospital to have a shoulder operation. He pulled it off to be able to play for his school, and look how he was rewarded today.
Oh, you know something, as Van Morrison said in the song, there'll be days like this. What a day, and what a performance of St. Clair's at Manor Hamilton. Daniel, all I can say, it was an yes indeed, Daniel, you're very welcome here. And you know something, the presentation, as you mentioned, about to get underway, and I see Jack Kelly, the number 14. He's just the team captain for St. Clair's Comprehensive. He's down in front of me here in the stand at the minute. He's going to be the man who's going to lift the cup, and you can just see he's put so much into this. And what a performance from him, and what a performance from the St. Clair's Comprehensive team. An absolutely wonderful, wonderful day indeed for them. And the presentation, as we mentioned, about to take place very, very shortly. Right now, the rest of the team making their way over towards us here for this presentation. Martin McGowan is still with me here. There's youngsters out with the green and gold and the St. Clair's colours running over to get a bird's eye view and a wonderful view of the presentation that's taking place here. But Martin, we're still trying to come to terms with this. Absolutely fantastic day.
Ah, look, it was magnificent. And you know what, John? You know, people talk about the new rules and all that. You had two teams of honest endeavour there, and I said it off air here to John Prenti earlier on. You had two teams that weren't contaminated by their managers, you know, and really and truly the managers are a lot of the reason why the rules had to be changed, because of the exploited weaknesses in the rules, I suppose. And you had two teams that just went hell for leather today. It's no consolation to Ennis Diamond that they were part of a great game, and I suppose they've had their bit of bad luck in the past. They lost an All-Ireland football and hurling final 2 years ago, so I mean, you know, their day will come, I'm sure.
The Dr. Eamon O'Sullivan Cup is down there beside Jack Kelly at the moment. We just got a fantastic photograph a little bit earlier on of it here in front of us. When we seen Colette Fox taking a photograph, she was wondering at the time, would it be heading back to Manor Hamilton? Well, there's going to be a few photographs of this particular cup taken round Drumahair and round parts of Cavan and round Manor Hamilton for some time to come. Martin, the rest of the players just making their way over there at the minute. You can see what it means to the young supporters here as well. They are going to enjoy this. Very, very shortly, we're going to have the presentation of the trophy taking place. And I don't know if it was a man of the match award given. I presume Jack Kelly would be in the mix.
But I mean, 9 points. Jack
what
Kelly,
about Zach Gettings' finish?
Zach Gettings' finish was a great finish. But John, as I said to you earlier on, like, Jack Kelly was getting fed great ball by the likes of Carl Gettins, by the likes of Senan Kelly, who had a great game. You know, Bailey McBride in the middle of the park. Ronan Fox. How big a score was Ronan Fox point from the free when Jack Kelly was down injured? I mean, that to me was probably the turning point in the game.
I tell you what I'm going to do, Martin. We're going to give you a little bit of lead and leeway here. We'll see maybe with your mic if you can get a little bit closer to the presentation that's taking place down in the front row of the stand at the minute. So Martin, with microphone in hand, is going to try and get as close as he can to it from where it's taking place, or maybe even Martin from one of the speakers that's just behind us here. But you can see there's an absolutely wonderful occasion for St. Clair's Comprehensive. Let's hand live now and see what we can pick up from the presentation from here.
Thank you to Dave and all the team there. To Kieran, Carney and Tyke, Gagan in Crow Park, who run all our schools competitions. I really want to thank them for all the work and energy they put in. To Owen, Carly and Noel, our service and officers from each of the provinces. And a special thank you to Adrian today, Adrian Hassett, here in Connacht. Adrian does a superb job behind the scenes. And in fairness to Adrian, any match we've ever tried to fix, he makes sure that it's done properly. Thank you, Adrian. I suppose, just to have a word for Innes Diamond, thanks. It's a terrible way to lose a final, lads, but you've contributed hugely to this game today, but not alone that, to post-primary schools all year, which are superb performance at Munster. Your great win, the All-Ireland semi-final.
Just as the presentation is taking place, it's a wonderful sight here in Tuam Stadium. The Manor Hamilton players, the St. Clair's Comprehensive players in the front row of the stand waiting to get the trophy. Their supporters, the spectators, their followers, their family members, their friends, their classmates, their teachers, all out on the field waiting in huge anticipation for this moment to arrive. But when they are going to be officially crowned as All-Ireland champions, All-Ireland titles don't come every day to Leitrim, but one is on the way to Manor Hamilton, and it's a day that's going to live long in their memory. The speech has just taken place. Jack Kelly is the team captain, and how fitting, Martin, it's going to be that he's going to be lifting the cup in just a couple of moments.
Yeah, look, I mean, Jack's had an outstanding year, you know, with the Leitrim Minors in 2024, but Leitrim Schools team, he was the main scorer in chief for the Leitrim Schools team, John, when they went to the Connacht semi-final in the A colleges, you know, and that. So he's had a very busy year, John, you know, and come back to play in his own club, with his own school in the sea, really, really deserves his day in the sun here.
And I can see Shane Ward down there with them as well. We'll try and get a few of these guys when the game is over. But right now, the presentation, the O'Sullivan Cup, it's about to be presented to the manor, to the captain of the St. Clair's Comprehensive team. And just listen to this. The Edward O'Sullivan Cup lifted up. Let's hear from Jack Kelly now, Martin. And we'll try and get a few words here from the skipper.
I just start by thanking Innes Diamond for a great game. In fairness, it's probably the toughest game we had all year. I know we had a few sticky ones in Connacht, but that was as tough as it got. Now you really pushed us to the edge. And in fairness, brought the best out of us, I have to say. Like, we dug deep there in the end, and that's 5 halves. Fair play to Innes Diamond. I'd like to thank the teachers, Principal Miss Kelly, Vice Principal Miss McGowan. Obviously, it wouldn't be possible unless we're out of class. So, fair play to them for letting us out, supporting us, supporting the school the last 2 weeks. Has been just madness, all like. So, it doesn't go unnoticed, and we're just delighted to do you all proud of winning today, Pete. I'd like to thank the referee, John, and his officials for the great job. Great job. I'd like to thank the clubs. The clubs are a massive part of the play. There's 3 clubs here, Manor, Drumahair, and Shannon Gales. And everyone plays a part, and it's massive, so it isn't. The credit really should go to them, because it's all come from the academies and everything like that, so. No, it's a great achievement for school and clubs. I'd like to thank Mr. McBarron. Are you allowed to go there? McBarron is
He kind of came in the last 2 years, in fairness. I couldn't say one bad thing about him. We love the crocodile cheese if you want, it's the best of crack. So, honestly, he's the soundest man I ever came across. So, fair play. Obviously, Wardy, he's genius, so he is. So, we couldn't have asked for a better man behind us to be McMahon and Wardy. Honestly, it's massive. Like, obviously, the experience that Wardy's bringing to us, it's huge. Like, we wouldn't have came through there today unless we had Wardy there with his bit of experience. So, a huge thanks to Wardy, in fairness. And last but not least, these out there behind me, these are the biggest cheer out of everyone. It's such an achievement. When we look back in whatever, 5, 6, 7 years' time, we'll always remember this day. And honestly, I'm very happy with my extra time because it just makes it a wee bit more sweeter, so it does. So I'm absolutely delighted to represent these lads today. It's a huge achievement, and that's really it for me, so.
So there you have it, Jack Kelly and his teammates lift the trophy aloft here in Tuam Stadium. It's a venue, as we mentioned, that has seen some historic games. We're going to get some reaction almost immediately here to the match as well. The Dr. Eamon O'Sullivan Cup, which is presented to the winners of the C All-Ireland Championship, that is being held aloft here at the moment. And right now, we're very shortly, we have joint manager and captain coming up to have a chat with us here live on Ocean FM to really acknowledge and mark what is a truly historic day for St. Clair's Comprehensive. Shane Ward, congratulations. Jack, congratulations. Well done. I hope the cramp is eased a little bit. We'll share the mic between you there for a moment or two. But just to get this reaction out of here, Shane, I'll start off with yourself as a joint manager of the team. All-Ireland champions, put it into words, if you can, Shane, at this stage.
It's monumental. It's massive. Massive for the school and massive for the community. Massive for the three clubs, Shannon Gales, Drumahair, Manor Hamilton. It's just massive for everybody in the area. To know we can come down to Tuam, play against an opposition from outside our province and win North Ireland. It's just absolutely phenomenal. I had full faith in the boys. We did. That second half was just tough, and they got a goal at the right time and they built momentum on the dash. But I just said to them, going in the dressing room after the full time, I just said, you know, we deserve to win ordinary time. We'll go and win extra time. And that's what they did.
Tell me what was going through your mind at the end of normal time when there was a free tennis diamond to win it. It would have been such terrible luck to have lost it at that particular moment, but you survived.
We survived, and that's what it's all about, surviving and just staying with it. We were 4 points up and we could see the goal, and either got a free at the end, but we just hung in there. Like, we had full belief. The boys were talking all week about belief and backing each other, and they just had full belief. And sometimes you have that unity in a group and you have that belief that you're actually going to win it. Sometimes things work in your favour when you need them most.
Jack Kelly, if I can turn to you for a moment, captain of All-Ireland champions, it doesn't get much better than this. First of all, has the cramp eased off a little bit?
Just about. It's happened before, but I thought it was grand, and then I was literally walking up to take a free and I just keeled over and I was like, this is going to be horrible. But it eased after a while, and she's like, you know yourself, when you're in an All-Ireland final, you're willing to play through, and so that's what it takes.
Talk to me a little bit about your own performance, and indeed the performance maybe as well of Sinan there. You interchanged a little bit in the second half. You came out, he went in deep, but you kicked some absolutely magnificent scores there today. Scores for the ages in many ways.
It's not really me. Like, it's the boys out the field that are doing. Like, I'm not getting the ball in there unless they're doing the work out the field, or I'm not getting that space, as you said, unless sending Jack A or making and kicking it to me. So really, they deserve the credit. I suppose it's one or two scores. Definitely, I wouldn't have said it was my best day now, but look, at the end of the day, you're All-Ireland champions and the boys around you played well, and that's the main thing.
There were so many standout performances. Defensively, you were difficult to break down, but a word maybe about Zach Gethings and the performance that he had in the closing stages. Some crucial scores.
Stop. That goal was... I had already gone down a cramp at this stage, and I wasn't fit to run up after. I think it was Ryan going, and Ryan's quick and is very quick anyway, so I was under pressure to keep up with him, and I just stopped. And lucky Zach, he had busted up, and it was an unbelievable finish in the end. In fairness to him, he was quality when he came back on.
It was an absolutely magnificent goal. Shane, if I can come back to you just for a moment, what does this mean in relation to sport for the school? I know the ladies were successful over the last number of years. The guys obviously took inspiration from that. And when it comes to the strong sports ethos that's in St. Clair's, a day like this is hugely special.
This is massive. We've won four All-Irelands in 5 years, which is, when you think of it, is crazy for a school of our size. But it shows the dedication of the staff and the energy of the staff around the students, but also the quality of students we have. They can compete in the classroom and compete on the sports field, and they're relentless in their hunt for success. And even if there's a bad day, they're coming back and coming back and coming back. And anything we ask of them in school, they do it so diligently and work so hard. And we have a close community between Drumahair, Glenfarm, and Hamilton, and Shallingale. Such a close community of people, and people all know each other, and just the students in the school just bring the best out of everybody, and we just try and put the energy around them and facilitate that. And you know, we just discovered that when you do that in such a positive way, they can compete at the best.
Well, I know there's lots of other media duties for you to do here today. There'll be people looking to get interviews with you. All I can say on behalf of all of us here at Ocean FM is congratulations. We've been covering the GAA scene, as you know, Shane, for a long time here in Leitrim. We don't get too many days like this, Jack, but we've really enjoyed this. Well done to everybody at St. Clair's. All-Ireland champions, congratulations.
Yes. Cheers, Jack.